Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rhyme that our quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
nothing wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. The time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. What's that sound?
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Hello, everybody. Any of you out there who know me know that I have, over time and due to circumstances and experiences, developed a skepticism, a healthy skepticism, against the executive, legislative, and the judicial branches of government. Now, does that mean I'm a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist? Well, it could very well mean that, but in reality it means that I don't just believe anything that comes out of the mainstream media. I don't believe everything that comes out of the alternative media. I don't believe everything that I see on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or any of the other social media platforms out there, because I know for a fact that their track record stinks. We know that there's a lot of propaganda. We've had Supreme Court rulings that actually said that it was okay for the government to propagandize the people. We have had Supreme Court rulings that said it was okay for law enforcement to quite literally lie to you to get evidence against you. Your word in court is considered hearsay against the officer, whereas the officer's word against you in court is evidence. So there's a two-tiered justice system here in the United States of America, but that doesn't even scratch the surface of the rabbit hole we're fixing to go down here today. Now, on Facebook, my wife was concerned. She saw a lot of things going on about this coronavirus episode out there. Wanted to know what we should do. Should we be worried and so on down the line? I'll get into all that in today's show as well. But the thing is, on all the social media platforms out there, censorship is running rampant. So you have to be really careful about the information that you not only present, but that you look at as well. And so with that said, there are some questions that need to be answered. Somebody has some splaining to do, so to speak, you know. And that's what we're going to hope to get into today with today's show, basically panic mode. Everybody is in the world, it seems to be in panic mode. There are talks of stock market collapsing, there's talks of martial law, there's talks of everything shutting down. There's people out in, basically grocery stores and department stores fighting over, products such as toilet paper and anything that has to do with sanitizer, baby wipes, paper towels, and so on down the line. But folks, if you have enough common sense to at least listen in and hear us out today, you might have a different view on what's actually occurring out there. I feel like that this panic was not by accident. I feel like that the panic mode that you are witnessing in the world today is by design. And there's a few things that we're going to point out that might very well shed light on a few things that might make you take a second look at everything. Now keep in mind, because we don't know, there are biological warfare weapons of war that are being utilized around the world on small scales that essentially, they use against each other, because there actually is a war going on right now. We're, not in what everybody would classify as World War III, but in reality, if you want to take a look at the banking system, industries, governments around the world, and even we'll even get into Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. There's things about the Middle East that a lot of people are not aware of that are all related to what is going on with this coronavirus. There's more information than one can actually process in a short period of time. So with that said, it's up to you to go out there and weed through all the information before you reach your ultimate level of panic mode. Now, I am not saying don't be take precautions, because the folks that we're dealing with, they aren't they're not worried about doing dirty deeds in order to get their agenda through. And so, you should proceed with caution. Maybe buy a couple extra rolls of toilet paper, but doggone it, you don't need to go out there and fight each other over it. You don't need a shopping cart full of it. They're playing a chess game right now. And unfortunately for them, if they overplay their hand, they will fail big time. And the thing about it is, a lot of folks think that they want a massive depopulation in the world, but you think about this rationally. If you are a cattle farmer and you got a bunch of cows, you might want to use your cows in certain unprecarious ways or whatever, something that, maybe the cows aren't going to appreciate, but you're not going to want to kill your cows off. You kill your cows off, you kill your peasants, you kill your servants, then you ain't got no power anymore, because you done killed off everybody who's doing your bidding, killed off everybody who's doing your work for you. However, there's a thing called, what is the word I'm looking for? Barbarous, whenever they bombed, collateral damage, that's the word I was looking for. They don't care about collateral damage. They can expend a few of you and a few of your children in any of these theaters of war, such as Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, or whatever. And, it ain't beyond the possibilities of us actually going to war with Iran. But there is a reason why that neither Iran nor the United States has gone to war. We'll try to get into that as well. Because One hand shakes the other hand, so to speak. Well, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. There's a lot more to this story than meets the eye. There's a whole lot more underlying in there that the average Joe isn't privy to information. There's things going on out here in the world that has people out there on Facebook literally flooding it with all kinds of disinformation, some of which they believe to be true because they've either gotten it from the mainstream media or they physically went into a Walmart or whatever and they noticed the shelves are bare of certain products. And because of videos that mainstream media has shown of Chinese police literally dragging people out of their homes because they were supposedly infected with this virus. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on. But it's not by accident. It's not what you actually think. And it is by design. This thing boils down to a lot of different aspects that a lot of folks ain't really taking a look at. It has to do with RFID chips. It has to do with the financial institution. It has to do with digital currency. It has to do with one world government. All these things that the conspiracy world have been talking about for a long time. These folks are in panic mode. It's not just the people that are in panic mode. These folks that are in the higher upper echelons of society are in panic mode. They don't want to crash the stock market until they have their ducks in a row. When they have their ducks in a row, just like they did back in the 1930s, and we went through a few things back in the day, when they came out the other side, they were still as wealthy as they were, if not even wealthier than they were before. So they have to have their ducks in a row. They have to ensure that their people have the right people in office at the right time so that they can maintain power. And in order to do that, they have to keep the people compliant. They have to figure out a way to either disarm the United States citizens or, you know, do something that is basically going to declare a national emergency, air quotes, in order to give certain government entities a lot more power than they would have had otherwise, and using fear tactics be able to get the citizens to just comply. So while you're out there fighting over your rolls of toilet paper, and basically behind the scenes somebody is snatching away your freedoms according to the United States Constitution, then you might want to set up and take note about some of the issues that we're fixing to discuss here today on the Knights of the Round Table. You know, my wife has said, well, should we be doing something? Should we be worried? You know, all this stuff coming across Facebook, all this stuff coming across YouTube and Twitter and all the information that people have been bombarded with from the mainstream media, even the representatives, even the President of the United States, even the fact that he declared a national emergency. We should be keeping our eyes on everything at this stage in the game. We've been preaching it for a long time that you need to download information, you need to be as wise as you can, you need to try to find out and prepare yourself for a time that things you might actually have to bunker down if things keep going the way that they are. This isn't a show to try to put you further into panic mode. It's not a show to try to fear-monger you. It's not a show to bash Trump. It's not a show to bash any of the government. We're not anti-government. We're anti-corruption. It's a show about common sense. It's a show about information. And it is a show, hopefully, that you will get involved with and share with your friends and neighbors so that they can see something that they're not being shown in the mainstream media. Even the alternative media has their flaws as far as the way that they propagandize without even realizing they're propagandized, sharing information that may or may not be true, and then making these really dramatic videos to get everything hyped up. They're basically building the story up. You know, if you're going to tell a story, tell a good story. Make it exciting. People, everybody likes a story. But this ain't no story, folks. This is based on facts. This is based on things that the governments of the world and the companies, corporations involved, and all the different social media outlets have some explaining to do. First question that I have is, why are there two patents for the coronavirus that were issued in the year 2014? That's the big question right there. There's a whole lot of things that just don't seem to add up. So today I got my tinfoil hat wearing deal going on. I am a conspiracy theorist because something ain't jiving here. So you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html on shazizradio.com. And if you're on that room right there, you can scroll down and click on the People for People radio link as well and go over and join that chat room. You can actually have them both open at the same time. That way you can see what's going on both sides of the fence there. Peopleforpeople.ning.com. These are two radio networks that have consistently, over the years, gave you information, links, all for free. We're not trying to sell you nothing. We're not trying to propagandize you. Our only agenda is to try to help make our world a better place, one positive pebble at a time. Obviously, you can see and hear from what we've had to talk about that we've got our work cut out for us. Because they're not making it easy for us to share information with anyone out there. So if you hear this show today and you find information in this show that is relevant to what you need to try to share with your people, or you feel inspired or whatever, take and copy the podcast, pass it around hand to hand if you have to, because of all the censorship that's out there on the internet with the new AI algorithms that will pick out words you say and de-rank your videos, or the way that Google suppresses or YouTube suppresses and so on. So with that said, let's get into this deal. Hi, Barbara, how you doing?
Hey, I'm just coughing my head off. You better run away.
Uh-oh, you might have it. I don't want to panic. I'm not putting a grease rag over my face this time around.
I was saying, hey, everybody out there, I was saying, you said, geez, there's nobody on People for People. I said, what? I said, maybe they're all quarantined.
Well, that's a possibility. I just thought it was something to do with me, because I show up, everybody's gone, and then you show up, everybody shows up. So you got a good reputation.
I hope so. That's questionable, but yeah, so, well, it's like, it's interesting because, gosh, it's like so long ago we've been talking about this something that is going to come that will tip us all over into the over the cliff, you know. And I have to say, what a setup. And also I have to say, the plan is in place. It's like the perfect storm. I see this all like that happening, because we've talked about this. But the thing that is, I guess, still amazes me, we've talked about, you know, in the past about people's behavior. I happen to be talking for quite a while on the fast food situation, where people in the fast food stores are punching each other and kicking each other, and there's a one murder over a chicken sandwich, and I've been noticing this for over a year, people in the fast food places, and I'm saying, what's with the food? Is it the food? Well, we know it's the food, but I'm just saying, and now we see this accelerated here at this time, where people are spitting on each other, rolling in the grocery store aisles over toilet paper or hand sanitizer or tissues or I don't know all what else.
Pause for a second, Barbara, because you said something just a second ago, spitting on each other. You know, isn't that like counterproductive if you're in panic mode for...
Well, there's people, some guy got on a subway and he had a mask on and he sat down between couple people and he starts coughing. Well, everybody around him just moved down the train. They left. He's coughing. He's got a mask on, right? So if you want a seat on the subway, just start coughing. I've seen pictures where in China we saw films of on videos of people in these apartments who were locked down going to the One woman was in the hallway, went to the elevator, and she's spitting on the buttons in the elevator. Some guy on the New York subway had a mask on, pulled his mask down, spit on his hands, and put his hands all over the bar that you hold on to. They had to take that train off of the tracks and decontaminate it. I look at this kind of behavior of people choosing to do these things, spitting on each other deliberately on a plane. Some woman was screaming because they were on the tarmac for 7 hours, holding to wait till everybody was tested. She started screaming, and she lost it. She went ballistic, so she's spitting and coughing on the stewardess. They had to hold her down, and this is what they want. They want the hysteria. They want the people panicking. And, you know, remember this little phrase, problem, reaction, solution.
Yep.
Okay, you create, or they create. Now, who are they? Okay, well, we could say the deep state, the evildoers, those at the top of the pyramid, the controllers, the brainwashers. They want a problem around the whole world. They watch the people's reaction, and then they give the solution. So everybody breathes a sigh of relief and will step into place like sheeple and go where they are told to go. And people have been prepared for this for generations, to be sheeple, to be brainwashed, to have no critical thinking, to be indoctrinated, to listen to the authorities instead of, you know, relying upon, you know, their community, each other, their own wisdom within them, making common sense determinations and decisions. Use your critical thinking, for Christ's sake. Do your own research, crapo. You know, I mean, we are in this point now where we knew this was coming, and this is all about the One World Order, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, okay, and by the way, the economy and the gold standard that's coming. Yep, they're going to reset everything, folks. This is about a lockdown, a martial law, world martial law. This is about controlling factors. This is what I realize.
But the other side wants a digital currency and a one world government. So you got two factions fighting each other because...
Well, I was just going to say that. Sitting here and I'm thinking the other night, oh, you know what? This is like I saw this vision. I saw like a movie in front of my face. There's two factions here, and they are at war in our country and in the world, other countries. These two factions are at war, like it's a Star Wars here on Earth, and here we are, all the people, you know, we're in the middle of this war, these two factions fighting each other. We're in the middle of it, and being drawn over here, being pushed over there, being slammed over here. We are the ones that need to get our heads on straight. We are the ones that have to stop, you know, killing each other, you know, basically panicking each other, spitting on each other over toilet paper or panic or whatever it is, blaming, pointing fingers, pitted against each other. Oh, it's them over there. It's them over there. Boy, what a setup. This is a perfect setup, a perfect storm that they created, and everybody's just following what they're told to do. Reactive. Crazy. Yep. It's amazing. I see what's going on. But there's something... So there's stuff here, like I said, when I first saw the coronavirus, when the information in Wuhan came out, I said, and I wrote this, I even talked about it, that there was a foreign agent. This was instinctual. I said there was a foreign agent, I think, that planted this there, okay, in Wuhan. Now, it wasn't the bats, and it wasn't the this or the that, but if it was all planted, but I didn't know exactly who the foreign agent was, but there was a whole choice, there was a whole bunch of people that you could have pointed the finger to. Who's the foreign agent that would plant this in Wuhan for it to eventually go throughout the whole world? Who's the foreign agent, okay? Well, there's many players in this scenario of the deep state, for instance, you know. And any of them could have... Now we see there were arrests of some people, some scientists here in this country, in the U.S., were arrested. Two people, as a matter of fact. I think one of them was a Chinese scientist. Another one was an American scientist, and they planted... Well, they took this... virus. There are patents on the virus, as you noted. There's been patents on the virus. Patty and I had talked about that. Patents on this exact virus. Then you have the 201, the United Nations setting up this scenario of a pandemic exactly like this coronavirus. Was it in October? So 2 months before the coronavirus actually appeared. So Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, and all these uppy people, all these elite people, these wealthy people in that club that we're not in, were at this United Nations, or involved in this United Nations system, this 101, basically simulation of a worldwide pandemic, and it identified as a coronavirus. So you have to look at that. And now we've talked about what the hidden hand is. Well, the hidden hand is the elite. And Patty and I were reading this information. It's 2 years now. On one of the Rockefellers, I guess he might be a black sheep, I don't know if the Rockefellers, or maybe taking pity on the rest of the people, he said they have a standard code. They must let us know, us, the, what did he call us, bottom feeders, a sheep, I don't know what he called us, but it was not a nice term that he called us. He said we, meaning the elite, and the, you know, the controllers, have to let the sheeple know what we are going to do. So you will see something in a movie. You will see something written in a book. You will see something that displays this behavior or this coming whatever or this possibility or a sci-fi movie that in fact, you know, 2 months later the sci-fi movie is coming true. So here we are. Here we are, folks. Don't panic. Please, don't panic. It really, this is key. Don't panic and don't be in fear. Because there's something going on here behind the scenes, you know, and we need to have our heads on straight, just all that I'm saying.
Yeah, they need us to be in panic mode. They need us to constantly be fighting each other because in order for their agenda to get through, they got to keep us distracted.
In order for their agenda to push us further and deeper into the worst nightmare that they have created, they need us to be in fear. They need us to panic. They need us, you know, without basically morals and without the ability to think critically. They need that because they're going to bring the solution. They're going to present the solution to us, which is already, you know, beginning now. The solution is martial law. National emergency allows President Trump, okay, to bring the whole country, you know, under guard. And seriously, the whole world is happening because you have all these countries shutting down, locking down, quarantining. Everybody stay home, and they have their military on the streets. If you're breaking the protocol for quarantine, well, you know, just like in China, we saw that these people being dragged away and put, you know, whatever, dragged to where that they wanted them to be, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of very fishy stuff.
On the subject of China, I want to tell you why I believe that China is literally in panic mode. And then this all will make sense when I'm done explaining to you. China has a growing economy. Everybody knows that. However, China is embedded worldwide in different currencies, mostly the petrol dollar. And so what would happen if suddenly the petrol dollar became completely worthless? China's economy would completely collapse. Because they don't have anything other than the resources that are available to them. So, when this thing first came out, and I do believe it was intentional, I think that there really was an actor behind the scenes that dropped off something in there and actually started this. So, China, instantaneously, it was in panic mode because they knew that if this got out, that all the products that they ship out to the world, worldwide, because China makes everything pretty much anymore. I mean, there are other nations that make stuff, and as far as people out there in Australia makes a lot of toilet paper, so you folks don't have to panic. You're not going to run out of toilet paper. But either way, back to China. China went into panic mode because the moment this got out that they were under a pandemic and they were having to lock down, they had to try to get control of this. Whether they knew whether it was intentional or not, they had to keep this a secret. Well, some of the videos got out about the way that they were treating people, so that made the situation even worse. When you talk about the petrodollar, you also got to jump over there to the Middle East, because a lot of folks don't know what the deal with the Middle East. Not only did the Middle East have a lot of, they had a couple major different Muslim factions over there, and they have about three or four separate countries within that country, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, all that are oil powers over there. And so they're not just fighting over their religious beliefs, they're also fighting over the oil, because obviously that's the major portion of their economy, which all that and the United States and China and the rest of the world are all intertwined because of the petrodollar. So if anyone wants to try to go to get on a gold standard, that is a danger to not only China, but the United States and the factions within the United States who like the way the money system is going right now. If the petrodollar completely collapses, not only will the United States feel it, but the rest of the world will feel it when the stock market begins to completely and utterly collapse. This is why the rest of the world out there, the other side of the faction, there's two factions in the United States that are fighting amongst each other. One to try to push us over to a gold standard, and the other one trying to push us over to a digital currency. Within a digital currency, you would actually be able to hide your books, so to speak. You could basically cook the books. You could create money when you wanted to or when you needed to.
That's already been happening.
Yeah, but we're talking to the extreme. Plus, with a digital currency, you would have control over the population, because suddenly you could say, well, I don't like what you said. You ain't got no money anymore. Not to mention the hacker aspect to everything from RFID chips and so on down the line. It's pretty scary how you can take a cell phone these days, and with a little app on your cell phone, you can literally steal somebody's credit card without even touching their pocket, just skimming across, and you got information that you can then in turn take and go out there and start buying things on their account. So all of these things, they'll all fall, all these pieces of the puzzle will all fall into place together. With the coronavirus, you can scare people with a pandemic to say, well, we can no longer use a dollar bill or physical money, because if we do, you might give these people the plague.
Well, so, they've already said that.
Yep.
They've already, that's been a part in the news now not too long already, that, the paper money that we pass to each other, blah, 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 can be carrying the coronavirus. They told us how it stays on different surfaces for a long period of time.
The deep state, the other side of the faction, is in quite literally, we're seeing it right now unfold before our very eyes. They are making their move. It is happening right now.
Yeah, the perfect storm. They created it. Problem, reaction, solution. And what I find interesting, that a great percentage of our pharmaceuticals comes from China. Who set that up? I mentioned this before. So now the shipping of all the product that the world needs has been stopped, and the manufacturing of these products has been stopped. So you have to look at that. Now, India does have pharmaceuticals that they do produce, but they're more expensive than you got from China.
But on that subject, let me point something out really quick, because everybody needs to hear this. This is really important. The United States government has a plan where they have already bought and stockpiled all kinds of different medicines, but that's for the in crowd there. What Barbara's just mentioned there about how China makes all these medicines, that's for your crowd. That's for your medical industry, because believe me, continuity of government, they take very seriously. So they have already bought enough to supply their servicemen, their law enforcement, their government, that they're already prepared. They've been preparing this whole entire time for just such an emergency.
Well, let's say they have manufactured the best medicines, the real medicines, let's say the healthy medicines, whatever you want to call it, for themselves, and what we get, a lot of it is tainted and a lot of it isn't, you know, is damaging and so on and so forth. Like what they put in the, what are they putting in this vaccination that they're pushing now? See, this is the other thing. This is going to be mandatory vaccination. The problem has been created, coronavirus. The reaction has been obvious. The people are panicking. The solution will be mandatory vaccination. If you don't get that vaccination, if you don't step up now and get that vaccination, you're going to be blamed for spreading this horrific pandemic. So, you know, this is, there's so many variables here in this circumstance, this plan, this perfect storm that they have set up. It's pretty stunning, actually, just looking at it.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of things that need to be noticed out there, you know, and it all starts back to guys like Bill Gates and the foundations that he's connected with, what was the doggone name of that company that I said earlier? Something bright.
High bright, high bright, light bright.
Per bright, per bright. P-I-R-B-R-I-G-H-T. Per bright is the name of the company.
I love the titles they give things, you know.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, let's not just stick this on Bill Gates.
Well, we're not. But
what I'm saying is, okay, let's not just stick this on the elite. Let's just not... We have a lot of factions here. We've done this before. Everybody said, oh, it's the cabal, it's the elite, it's the Rothschild, it's the Bilderbergs, it's the Rothschilds, it's the... Well, we have the Khazarians, we have the, you know, we have the full course here of everybody that we know, but there's something behind them, and I've told you this before, what my theory is and what the message I got. There's something very evil here going on. It's not just the Clintons. It's not just the, you know, the people in the political high mucky mucks or these wealthy people. They're all in the same club. But what is it that's manipulating them? What is going on the bigger picture here, you know? All in all, I think it's like I have had my concerns about, you know, the Earth. The resources, the health and well-being of our coming generations, you know, in our culture, and an indigenous culture, for instance, that was pretty much, you know, wiped out because of their beliefs and their lifestyle was every determination and every decision that they made as a people took into consideration that whatever they did, whatever they chose to do would affect the next seven coming generations. Therefore, when you live your life according to that, when you make determinations as a people with and thinking and taking into consideration your children, your grandchildren, your great seven generations back, how do you think those people functioned then? That is completely not a concept now, not even a thought, not, it's way out of sight. It's done. Now it's just about the present. What can I do for myself?
Yeah.
How much can I accumulate? What can I do regardless of how it may harm my children or my grandchildren?
Well, not only the lack of self-reliance is one of the most dangerous aspects of modern society, because you got you know, young men who can't even change a car tire, but yet they own a car. And you got people that are so reliant on the government and subsidies and so on down the line that, you know, when those things collapse, you see just a tiny example when you go to the store and you can't find toilet paper, hand sanitizer, baby wipes, Clorox, or, you know, any cleaners, because people, you know, are so uninformed that they are literally believing that they're in danger. There's, you know, people wanting to go out and get tested to see if they got the coronavirus. And, you know, one of the things that Trump was saying, that not everybody needs to be tested. They don't have enough to test everybody here in the United States alone. They don't. But, you know, when you start to show symptoms, then they could test to see if you had just a regular cold or you actually had the virus. But folks, you really seriously got to look into the numbers. The more people have died from the common flu than they have from this deal right here. So you got to pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because they haven't shut down and quarantined and shut down schools and baseball games and football games and basketball games and you know, people haven't been screaming and punching each other for toilet paper over the flu. And yeah, a lot of deaths, you know, in those circumstances, you have to look at why now. why is this happening now? What is this, you know, this circumstance? Now, I have to say that is something is occurring, and I have to say that this is, you know, we should take this seriously, but not panic and not be in fear. We just need to be smart and wise about this, you know, because there is a play going on here. These are players that are setting something up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I felt right off the bat that it was a bioweapon, regardless of where it came from or whomever did it. Okay, and I think, like Trump just recently said in a statement at the White House, he said, we know where it came from. And I have a feeling that I knew that they knew where it came from. And that's why, in the first place, he was not like a crazy person saying, oh my God, everybody panic.
Well,
don't worry, it'll be all right, it's going to go away.
Yeah,
you know?
One thing that's disturbing about this whole scenario is that there are so many people out there blinded by their hatred of Trump, they're missing the overall big picture. They need
to take
a breath, they need to step back, and they need to look at the big picture, because what's going on, Trump's only one little card in the box. He's not the whole entire thing. There are so many different people involved in what's going on in our government today that it's mind-blowing. They're pawns in a game. You know, puppets in the show or whatever. But either way, if you allow yourself to be blinded by the hatred for Trump and the hatred for, whichever person that's out there, these career politicians out there, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's and Adam Schiff's and all the different ones, we know a lot of these folks out here have committed a lot of crimes. And they get by with a lot of stuff, and it's frustrating. We've heard all the stories from all sides of the mainstream media. Now it's time to step back, take a deep breath, and analyze all this information that's out here before us. Because if we're going to sit there and be blinded by our hatred for any of these particular individuals, we're going to miss out on it. It's like, you know, they wave around the right hand, and while you're over there looking at the right hand, they slap you with the left. You got to take that serious.
That's part of the plan, you see. Indoctrination into people to stand on this side of the aisle and the other side of the aisle and fight each other. You can't have any, let's say, if you rely only on one person for your information, for, you know, guidance or for your information, okay, there might be somebody else on that other side of the aisle that has also important information, but you're not allowed to go there because you hate that those people on the other side of the aisle. That's a system that has been set up deliberately.
Yep.
This political system, this is a political game here, and there are dirty people playing this political game, and the people who signed up to be a Democrat or a Republican or stand on one side of the aisle or the other side of the aisle are actually being manipulated, basically, so they can't even find out any other information except what they're being told. If you watch CNN all the time and you don't watch anybody else or you don't seek out any alternative information, well, because you wouldn't, because you were told that those alternative, news people's or informations or whatever, or those other videos or those stations, they're all conspiracy wackadoodles. So don't go there either. So just stay in your little box and pay attention to the one person, the one system that you are choosing, you were told to choose and stand by no matter what. For life or death, there you go.
I want to address a comment in the chat room. Chris Maresh typed in there, more die from rape than the virus.
Rabies.
Rabies than the virus, and we can't do anything about the evil. We can.
We have the
power to do something about the evil, and, you know, a lot of people don't realize how powerful you really are. The first thing is the evil that's out there perpetrating this fraud on all the people of the world. They rely on fear. They rely on propaganda. They rely on indoctrination. They have done study after study after study to see your reaction of what you would do under certain circumstances, and so they use that knowledge against you to get you to react a certain way. They don't care whether you're out there protesting in the streets, left fighting the right all the time. They don't care about that. They want that. That is the distraction that keeps you pitted against each other so that you're not paying attention to what's going on behind the scenes.
It's being reactive. You can't have critical thinking. You can't be reactive and think critically. It's impossible. But, you know, I'm looking at this from another perspective, too. Think about this. Well, a couple things. So here I've noticed that because of this, this event, a perfect storm, now more than ever I have seen people speaking about praying, coming together, supporting each other, you know, standing with each other and being in prayer, praying for this one who might be sick or that one who needs help or, you know, I have noticed this shift here in this awareness of prayer and the power of prayer and the power of being calm and being helpful and supportive of each other. This is a shift here that's happening.
Yep.
So, and I'm looking at this as one of our greatest challenges, I guess. We've had many, and I think that this is a key one, the greatest challenge for humanity.
Well, they spent a lot of time and effort trying to steer the youth of today away from anything God-related or spiritual aspects or prayer and all that. They spent a lot of time trying to convince the youth of today that, you know, they are basically on their own, that the science is God, there is no God, and so on down the line. So, you know, regardless of whether anyone out there thinks about God, there's a power in prayer. There's a power in belief. If you believe you're going to die, chances are you're probably going to do so. You know,
when situations happen, and we've talked about this before, during major horrific events like Katrina and various other circumstances, people pull together. People step up to the plate. They pull together. They go beyond, you know, your ordinary or usual, you know, life, and you reach out, you help people, you pull together as community, you pray harder, and so on and so forth. And this is the same kind of circumstance, but I feel this is it's an obvious circumstance. So it takes a major event, it takes a catastrophe, it takes a disaster before people actually, you know, pray together or help each other or step, you know, go out beyond what they usually would. This is, to me, an obvious thing that people should wake up to that. Why do we have to wait? Why do we have to wait for a major disaster to actually step out, reach out, and to help each other?
I said that at many of my family funerals. I stood up in front of my family as we were at funerals, and I asked my entire family, I said, why does it always take a tragedy to bring this family together?
Yeah. I mean, this is not the end of the world, okay? It's not. This is not the worst thing that has happened. I mean, you know, like people are saying, look at how many people die from the flu. You know, look at the Spanish flu. You know, 50 to 60 million people died then, you know? I mean, this has been going on, you know, in the world. And right now you have in Africa, you have a plague of locusts. Well, some people are looking at that, you know, as a very strange thing going on. You have floods, you have drought, you have plagues of locusts. Somebody will go to, well, it's the end of the world. These are the times. These are the signs. And, well, on some level, these are signs, for sure. Then the other level, you have natural things that are happening, and also then you have the manipulation of making things, creating things to happen on purpose.
And then you have the where people hype it up real lot, like what went on in China. What went on in China, guaranteed, was probably not a good thing. The way that they reacted to their own citizens was definitely not a good thing. Those videos got out, and of course, you know, the mainstream media had to run with that. That's a good fear tactic. Oh, look, this is going to happen to you. And the conspiracy theorists out there, which is what we're called because we actually look into research, tinfoil hat wearing nutcase is what they like to say, but everything that we talked about several years ago, you're actually witnessing unfolding before your very eyes. But nonetheless, the way that China reacted to it, trying to basically keep a lid on it because they knew that it was going to hit them hard financially if everybody was afraid to buy their products anymore. And because the China is so intertwined with the petrodollar, if the petrodollar fails, if the stock market drops, China will lose their economy, and they know it. Everybody's always panicked about us going to war with China. If we go to war with China, it hasn't anything to do with China trying to take over the world. They know better than to try that. Regardless, they have a lot to lose in this deal, and the fact that it originated in China tells me that China's not going to do this to themselves. They're not going to accidentally...
No, it's basically they were becoming the world leader in many areas. They were getting too big for their britches. And they, basically, and I feel that Xi Jinping and Trump were, the same thing with Kim Jong-un and Putin. You can say what you want, but reading the behind the scenes and everything, there's a connectedness there that had never been seen before. And of course, people were looking at it because they were told to look at it from a different perspective. But something is going on here, like I'm saying, behind the scenes. And you have certain countries, leaders in certain countries who were planted there by the deep state and who have been controlled and so on and so forth. So you look at this, you look at the plant of the fear, the fear and panic about the global warming, what a part of the game that is, okay? That's a big plant. Now you look at what's going on in China, we said that satellite imagery of China's pollution has always been horrific. You know, those people have walked around with masks before.
Yeah.
Now you have, because of this pandemic and everything being shut down, in pretty much all the countries now, you have no production, no factories running, no pollution from cars, and so on and so forth. Plus, so now they're noting that the pollution, is way down. Oh well, that will solve the global warming, won't it?
Yeah. Well, at this stage in the game, China still has an ace in the hole. They have an ace card because the reliance around the world of their products that they make for a cheap price. The companies are going to suffer the longer this runs on, the more companies are actually going to suffer because they rely on those products. So this has to get sorted out pretty doggone quick. Otherwise, a lot of different corporations and companies are going to get hit so hard financially that they may have to file bankruptcy or go out of business altogether. And as long as China's not delivering products to the United States, we're not going to have all these things on the shelves that everybody's been running to. Australia before this actually got to the extreme that it is now, they were already running on their stores for toilet paper. So this isn't something that just started overnight. It's been a domino effect for quite some time. But everybody needs to understand, when it comes to the stock market, the petrodollar, United States, China, Russia, the Middle East, and Europe, all of this is intertwined. And every single bit of it, it's going to play out. And if it doesn't play in the favor of the so-called deep state or global elitist over there, they're going to have some serious problems to deal with. If the other side of the faction actually is able to shift it over to a gold standard, there's going to be some issues over this deal. Because, like I said, the dollar bill right now is based on oil. And China has a lot of money invested in the United States that has to do with oil, the petrodollar. So China doesn't want to go to war with us. They don't even want to be in a trade war with us, even though their leader over there and our leader rattling sabers with each other. Oh yeah, well, I'm gonna put tariffs on you. Well, I'm gonna put tariffs on you. So on down the line, they're gonna bounce back and forth and do this all day long, and you'll watch the stock market like a pogo stick bouncing up and down while they're doing that. But in reality, the whole entire situation that you've been fear-mongered about how this worldwide pandemic is actually a play for the last hand that the doggone elitist of the world, the globalist of the world, are putting their cards on the table right now as we speak, and they're trying to bring down the world economy to shift us over away from the petrodollar and into a digital currency where they can maintain their wealth and hide their crimes against the world. So that's what's going on. And that's what we're seeing playing out before our very eyes. I need to add Barry up in here. He asked me to get him in there. So, what's your thoughts there, Barbara?
Well, I'm fine. I'm not in a panic. I told my daughter, because I was watching this from the get-go, and I said, well, it's in California. The interesting thing is this is... peaked up in certain Democratic states. That's a very interesting thing. Where all those fires were, too.
Yeah.
This has peaked up there. So I said, when it gets to New York City, I didn't say if, I said when it gets to New York City, which is 90 miles south of us here, we have to kind of sit together and look at some things we need to do. You know, we need to be wise about this. Not to panic, but something is going on, and we need some preparations here. You know, we need to get certain supplies and things that we need, so because we don't have to then go out into public. Now, there's a reason, a couple of reasons here about not going into.
Barry, can you mute your mic for a second? Thank you.
Yeah,
ahead,
you know, you want to be wise about these things, like I said, so it's not about panic, it's just being wise and listening to guidance, okay, making determinations and decisions. So it's being wise and smart about things. So something is going on, number one, and some of it is false and some of it is real. You have to have determination and discernment. You have to know how to figure out what is real, what is false, what is, you know, what is manipulating you and your own determination of things from a wise perspective. So, you know, it just moved into a couple places closer to us. But when it hit New York City, you know, which it did, of course, now they're quarantining and so on and so forth, and there's panic in New York City. You have all these states, you know, we're all in New York State, but you have all these major cities around us here. So we've just determined that just to be wise, you know, whether it's a flu, whether it's a deadly pandemic, whatever it is, you know, is just about being wise and smart and just hunkering down a bit, getting your preparation. You know, it's very smart to do this. I'm waiting and I'm a holding pattern here, just observing everything. And I know there's stuff going on behind the scenes that sort of like is... not out in your mainstream media, you know. We
yeah,
know
that's
the main.
That's reasonable. So would you advise the people that not to take it lightly, but to proceed with caution, so that you know?
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, don't be flippant about this. Don't be telling people it's all a lie, because it's not all a lie. Okay, get your information straight about what is false, what is real. Be wise about this, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell my wife last night about Facebook.
Yeah, you have this place where we are right now is Trump just declared a national emergency, which basically gives him the power to do anything. And that's what he's been waiting for, and he's been fudging.
Including walk into your house without a search warrant. Sorry, the Canadian just had to pipe up on that.
Hey there. Yeah, so it's like... this is what, this is, I feel, what he has been basically holding off on and waiting for the perfect time to do this. Okay, now, here's a bit of information. Take this with a grain of salt, but listen to it, okay? We have to do this. Apparently, you know, Trump, 20,000 troops were just sent, I don't know, last week to Europe to participate in a United Nations, what do they call it? I call it a game, but it's like a simulated simulations of you know, potential issues that they send in send in all the military, all the troops, right? What do you call that?
Well,
it's not real.
It's war, basically war games are just an exercise.
So exercise. So okay. So they just sent 20,000 United States troops to join other troops from different parts of the world for a United Nation exercise over there in Europe. So now about that. Let me just listen to this. Take it with a grain of salt, but pay attention. Folks, I'm going to say supposedly. Well, we also know for sure about the there's 151,000 indictments, sealed indictments that we have known about for over a year. We know that. Now, supposedly, these indictments are being opened, and there are 550,000 potential arrests, due to these indictments, but all over the world. Supposedly, these 20,000 troops, okay, from the United States and others, are basically now arresting people in different parts of Europe, okay, that are deep state players or evildoers, whatever you want to call it. So this pandemic, this little game here, has manifested this ability, okay, for Trump, basically now, to do a national emergency. Stay off the streets. Stay away. Keep your children home. Schools are closed down. Get your supplies, reasonable supplies. Hunker down. Stay inside, okay, because there's going to be chaos in the streets because people are going to be now being arrested. People are going to be being pulled from their houses. If you were, I guess, on the list, you could say, on the list because you're a troublemaker or a possible terrorist or you are actually involved in those things, well, this is what's going to be happening. So I'm looking at that piece that I just looked at it the other day for the first time. It just came out. So I'm not saying it's definite, but I'm saying it does seem to correlate with the, the sealed indictments that we have been waiting to have unsealed, and we have been waiting for arrests to occur. So this is another piece to this. You can determine what you want, and you can do your own investigation.
That's why I brought up those patents in 2014, because those are just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot more to this story than meets the eye. There's a whole lot more than what you're hearing on mainstream media.
I just want to add that there were, and these are documented, you can look this up, there were a particular amount, I can't recall what the amount was, of arrests within the Vatican 2 days ago in Italy. Okay, now Italy is being very hit very hard with this so-called pandemic, right? Iran, all right, you have those closest to the Ayatollah Khomeini dropping dead, supposedly. Are they dead or are they just being, taken out? What's happening? So we're looking at this. To me, there's like targeted places here. Just saying. So who's in Italy? Well, the Vatican's in Italy, but you have the mafia in Italy, based in Italy. Okay. So I'm just looking at these things as very curious of these targeted, these spikes in certain places in the world, and it seems to be targeted. You know what I'm saying? Target population?
Yeah.
So then you look at, well, what's going on? Now, we know that there's deep state involvement or controlling factors in all of these countries because they are big players, like, Iran, for instance.
There's an incredible amount of corruption in a lot of the 50 states here in the United States. We can't even deny that. I mean, you just look and see. And so the folks that are, on the opposite side trying to fight against these people, this has been going on for quite a long time. So we're probably going to see a lot of arrests. We're probably going to see a lot of stuff. But my thing is, I'm thinking that those in power, besides the ones that are on the globalist side, they don't want a second civil war here in the United States for obvious reasons. You want to keep continuity of government. you're not going to be able to do that if you start getting the people out there in the street. Now, the other side of the fence is, you know, like you said earlier, Barbara, problem, reaction, solution. Keep them all fighting, and then we got all these rules into place. But here's the thing about the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. It depends on whose hands it in, on how dangerous it could actually be. It could be dangerous on either side, don't get me wrong. But if you had those things in the wrong hands, let's say, for example, Hillary Clinton made it into office. We already know she's got a few things to hide. And so if she had those powers, and the Democrats had those powers, they've already told everybody what they want to do. Yeah, we're going to take your guns, is what they said. But the average Joe, the average citizen's not going to tolerate that, and so we literally would be if they actually came around and tried to do what they said they want to do. We would be in a second Civil War. So between the stock market, the petrol dollar, this deal with the pandemic going on, that possible secret arrest going on overseas with that deal right there, what's happening in Canada, over there in Russia, even in the Middle East, the things that are going on out there right now, every single bit of this all revolves around two concepts, either the petrol dollar or a digital currency. The digital currency in the wrong hands would give the other side unlimited powers, and they know that. So that petrol dollar that's being propped up the way that it has been propped up, everybody knows the United States has a heck of a deficit. But at the same sense, China isn't in any better state of affairs right now because they're so intertwined and reliant on the petrol dollar for their economy because we buy a lot of stuff from them. All these other nations, the economies are intertwined. The oil from the Middle East, the factions over there fighting over the oil, they're all intertwined. They're all reliant on what happens with this internal war that's going on here in the United States between these two separate factions. And so if it falls in the wrong side, we the people are going to be hurting for certain. If it falls on the right side, we're still going to be hurting, but we're not going to be near off as bad as we would be if they got their way. This deal with the pandemic thing going on, I'm telling you right now, it was intentional. You've got doggone patents, U.S. patents on this thing right there. It was basically to put China in their place because of all this trade war going on, but they didn't realize what they were doing because when videos and stuff started leaking out of China, it sparked off a reaction that we're all witnessing right now. The average citizen out here that isn't informed, that is basically sitting around eating Twinkies and nachos and stuff like that, playing their games, you know, and getting on their social medias and all that kind of jazz, they weren't prepared for it. And the mainstream media is sitting around there telling everybody, hey, look, it's doomsday. We've got this pandemic coming on. And that started off something that one side of the fence would want to happen, but the other side of the fence has to calm down because they know that if things go awry here in the United States and that stock market falls, every single domino from that point on will tip. China will lose its economy, the United States will lose its economy, and it will just domino all the way down the deal. So what they're fighting for right now is quite literally the life of the power structure. That includes Canada, that includes Russia, that includes Europe, that includes China, that includes Japan. Right now, we are in the middle of the most important battle that if it is not won by the right side, we're all going to have some problems.
And well, I just want to say one more thing,
and
then I'll be quiet and give you everybody else a chance. So this was a planned pandemic, and I think they shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, they did.
That's
they did
all
it.
I'm going to say.
They did it, and it's backfiring. It's backfiring with the vengeance. And the alternative media is kind of complicit in this thing because they hyped it up so much. With the fear mongering, and you know, I gotta sell you your gold and this kind of stuff right there. Granted, yeah, if you got a chance to buy gold, I'd say buy you some gold. But don't base your life on it because you can't eat that. You know, and silver, whatever. But you got to have some common sense, and you got to proceed with caution, because we're in the middle of something right now that is literally going to define the future of all nations.
What a perfect description of chaos in society we see right now. I've never in my lifetime seen events unfold the way I'm seeing them unfold right now, and we've got a whole pile of them happening at the same time. People are walking around in a daze right now, literally. They really are kind of, they're being hit with all this different information that they've never been exposed to before, and society is in a state of chaos right now. It's very easy to put pretty well any kind of thought you want into the public's mind right now via the mainstream because of the state of their mind right now, that society is really, I see it in people, that people are on a tipping point. The fact that people are running around and fighting over food in stores and cleaning out shelves over a pandemic, so-called pandemic, that isn't killing anybody near as many people as the flu or other diseases that we have happening right now. And yet the mainstream is fanning the flames on this like something I've never seen before in my life. Well, there's an agenda to it. Of course, we know that. It's right in front of our faces. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what they're trying to do. Lots of different ideas of where they're going with this, but to say that this wasn't done on purpose to bring another level of control into society via different mechanisms they can use that'll be spin-off mechanisms of this pandemic, you really have to have your head in the sand. I don't know exactly where it's going, but I'm kind of like Barbara. I'm sitting back right now and just taking it all in. It's really important right now that we stay outside of the box, that we really look at it from the outside, because if you get into that box, you're just going to be sucked in with the rest of these sheeple that are running around with their heads cut off right now. I've never seen anything like this in my life, guys. This is the biggest scam, one of the biggest scams I've ever seen pulled on the human race. And whether it's the tipping point for things to go really south, I don't know. I was reading a report, Barbara was talking about the troops that are being deployed into Europe right now. Well, there's lots of different rabbit holes we could go down with that alone. And none of us have the answer, but we definitely are seeing a cataclysm of events that none of us have ever seen before. But in the same mouthful, for the last 3-4 years, we've been talking about this kind of stuff. And now we see it unfolding. Duke, we haven't heard from you. How are you doing today, buddy?
Not bad, Barry. How are you?
Good. Haven't talked to you in a coon's age, buddy.
Yeah, it's got to be, what, at least, 12, 18 12
hours or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going through the Barry DTs here. I'm shaking and I got the sweats, but that's okay. Every once in a while I go online and I check out Shaziz's channel and then I'm good to go again. Hi, Shaziz. How are you this morning?
He stepped out for a minute. This is Natalie.
Oh, did
How
he?
You doing? Oh, there he is.
I'm back.
Who's that?
So the thing everybody needs to realize is all this panic that they're in right now, they need to calm down, they need to step back, they need to use common sense. Obviously, take care of yourself health-wise, but don't rely on the system. Get you some doggone alternative supplies, medicines, look into natural and all that kind of stuff.
Get yourself some Lysol aerosol spray, because right on the back of the can it says it kills coronavirus. Right on the back of the can. I got one here in my kitchen.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Says right there, salmonella and coronavirus. Those two words, one right after the other.
Yes.
On the back of a Lysol aerosol can. So, it's kind of ironic. You guys invited me into this show just as I was in the process of writing a post for my social media account regarding a trip I made this morning. Like every morning, I get up early and I go to Timmy's. So I just wanted to read you this post, and then I'm going to follow it up with a bit of a closing comment. This morning, this is what I'm posting to my social media. I have yet to put it up. I'm just looking at the draft right here. Went to Timmy's a couple hours ago. The streets look like it is Christmas morning. They're deserted. The guy at the Gales gas bar said he could sleep on the job. It was that slow. Tim Hortons was empty. Staff there told me, quote, churches are closed. The four-pad arena around the corner is closed.
the two of them went on to laugh about how stupid people are buying toilet paper and not food. I think I may need to do a live feed from the street and document this historical event. Amanda, that's my girlfriend, and I have to go to Walmart at some point today. That alone should be good for a live feed of the freak show in action.
Yep.
This truly is a historical event. Never in the history of free man has there ever been such a large-scale evil deceit inflicted upon the people of the earth.
Yep.
We are witnessing H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds type mass hysteria all over again. Grab your pitchfork and listen to the radio program in the link below. And the link below is to a YouTube channel with the original 1938 radio broadcast of War of the Worlds.
Yep.
That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to correct a little issue here with what we're really looking at is two factions, two different entities doing battle.
We already said that. You're right.
There's actually three involved going on.
Well,
here.
There's a couple more because you have the off planets and you have the on planets.
Well, I'm talking about the average citizen. The deep state and whatever side is supposedly on our side right now, and I'm saying that with caution, is that I told you to go out and watch that series Jericho, because the same people who started it were the ones who rushed in to be the savior. So you got to keep your doggone eyes peeled. But we're in a fight for our freedom. We're in a fight for our lives right now. We don't even realize it, and the majority of our warriors, which would be the average Joe, are out there fighting over toilet paper.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
So what is it with the toilet paper? Can somebody explain that to me?
I just want to say, well, because they were told to get prepared, and toilet paper is one of the things. But you're right. You see the people filled their baskets with toilet paper and tissue and hand sanitizer and wipe your tush things. And this is not a poop virus. But I want to say something about, so this evangelical church, you know, the evangelical churches who do have those healings where people walk up on the stage and they get healed and they go into a swoon and they fall back and they're healed, you know those churches? Well, they closed their doors. They said because of the coronavirus pandemic, they're closing their doors to healing.
Because they can't heal that.
I can
heal you with Jesus, but I can't heal you from the common cold.
One last thing
I want to point out about what we're seeing going on all around the world. Shaziz is right. There are two main factors at work here, and if we want, we can look at it as good and evil. But what we're seeing, one side being pitted against the other, and you can look at it from all kinds of different perspectives of the looking glass. What we are looking at is the fact that money makes the world go round.
Yeah, and they need...
We've all heard that.
They
okay?
need that digital currency in order
no,
to...
No. They don't need digital currency. The real battle is between fiat currency.
Well, they're both...
Rothschild,
they're both funny money.
Central banking fiat currency.
They're both
the
funny
American money.
Money
you've got in your pocket, Shaziz, is as worthless as the toilet paper people are buying.
But
countries like China, Russia, Iran, and a number of other countries, which we're all being told are evil and must be destroyed, they operate in a world outside the central banking fiat currency system.
But what I'm saying is
that's what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen.
We gotta talk over each other here, guys. Come on, we gotta let one finish and
I get
stop
that.
Talking over. I hate that.
One side of the two major factions, there's a lot more involved in the situation, but one side of it needs that digital currency. The other side needs to maintain the fiat currency, which is the petrol dollar. These two...
Oh, no. Those are both the same sides. But the fiat currency...
Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is that the way that, you know, with your... We've already been indoctrinated into our debit cards, and then from there it went into the doggone... RFID technology that's embedded into there, and from that point on, you know, it works its way all the way up to where everybody's been basically desensitized about microchips in the body and so on down the line. We're looking at the mark of the beast. It's in the baby stages right now. But when it gets to the side where they're going to tell you, you can't hand nobody a dollar bill anymore because you might give them a virus, that's going to be their method of getting shifted over into the digital currency. However, the other side of the faction that is reliant on the petrol dollar, which is America, the United States, a lot of, you know, the Middle East, all over the world, it's all intertwined. Those two factions have to keep their power with their perspective, the money that they want.
Can I ask you, how are they intertwined? What interconnects Canada, United States, England, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South America? What interconnects them all?
Oil.
Central bank, no, central banking.
Well, yeah, they're the money men, but still, it's all based on the doggone. It's not backed by gold any longer. We all know that.
It's the petrodollar. Yeah. But the petrodollar is the central banking system of fiat fake currency.
Sure, right. But in order for them to make
we're gonna do here, guys. I know we got lots of opinions here, so I think we should adopt a talking stick. We're going to pass the talking stick around because I know that you both have great ideas, but it's annoying when we have over talking. I know that's unavoidable sometimes because we all got opinions, but let's stop that by having a talking stick here. We'll pass the stick around, and when you have the stick, you talk, and when you want to stop talking, pass the stick, and then we won't
have
the over
talking stick. I think it's a great idea.
So whoever wants the talking stick right now, you can take it.
I have the talking stick.
Barbara's got the talking stick.
I'm fine. And then I will pass it on. Thank you. That is a very excellent idea. We used to do that.
Yeah, we did.
Either you could talk to your blue in the face about the petrodollar, the this dollar, the that, the whatever you want to talk about. It's all about the earth. It's about the resources on this earth. This is my biggest concern. I don't care what else is. It's minor to me because no matter what, okay, yes, it is both, Chris says, but no matter what, it is about the resources on this earth, okay, whatever you want to call it, I don't care what it is. And to me, there are those factions, the heads of whatevers, and Trump included, okay, they don't give a crap about the resources, holding them, you know, keeping them, balancing them, and preserving them. They just want to eat them up. They want to use every resource possible because that makes the money flow, that gives you the power, okay, world power, that gives you the ability to say and do whatever you want. It's the Make America Great Again, it's whatever it's called. It's about the resources being usurped and destroyed that we basically all need. And this is something that they, the elite, whoever it is, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me what they're using, what system they're using, whether it's this bill, this dollar, this chip, whatever it is, it's all about the control of humanity and the destruction of the resources. And I will pass the talking stick now, whoever wants it.
Go ahead, dude.
You got the stick, dude.
I've got the stick.
You've got the stick and pass it when you're done.
Well,
I
just want to reiterate that what we're seeing is worldwide induced hysteria.
Really, it's 1938, H.G. Wells all over again, and it's exactly what we've all been predicting is coming. I don't understand why any of us are sitting here at today's table, why we're so shocked by what's happening. We collectively have all known that it's coming. Most of our audiences, even outside this roundtable audience, have known that this is coming. I don't know why everyone's so shocked. I'm shocked at how easily it's been perpetrated on the people and how deeply it's had an effect, but it's exposing to those who know. Take a look at the NHL. They caved. Corporations are caving. Corporations are being manipulated right down to your local arenas and cities and towns. They're being manipulated by this, by the influential people above them. Think about it, folks. It's exposing the depths and levels of the corruption that we've all been talking about. There's your talking stick.
I'll take it for a minute here. You know, you're right, Duke. Everything we see happening right now, we've all been talking about it for years and years and years, and we knew that there was going to come a trigger event where things were going to radically change in our society. And I'm not shocked by the events, but I am shocked by how fast society is gobbling this up. The effect that it's having on society is exactly the effect that they're looking for, the one they planned for, the one they knew would happen. They knew this was going to happen because they've poked and prodded us many, many times in the past to see how we react to situations, and our reaction then told them they'd get the same reaction now from the public, that all you have to do is fan the flames, get the media on board, and if you control the media, you control the people. We know that, and they control all aspects of media in our world today, unless you go to alternatives. You can pretty well get the public to do anything, and we see a perfect example of this. I've never seen people in such a state of hysteria over something that, to me, is, well, if you look at I forget the exact numbers, but I have looked at the numbers of people that died from the flu since the start of this year in the United States of America, and it's in around, I believe, 23,000 people so far have died this year from the flu, but you hear nothing about that, nothing. And the flu is so prevalent, it's out there everywhere. Have we ever shut down society over the flu? And yet it seems to be way more of a threat to the public than this coronavirus. I mean, these are all questions we need to be asking ourselves. Why is this being perpetrated and rammed down our throats so hard? That's a rabbit hole we can go down in lots of different directions. I'll pass the stick to Jesus for a minute. Let him add to that if he wants.
So I'm in agreement with everybody that's already talked so far. What my major deal is, I'm trying to speak some common sense out there in hopes that some of these people out there on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and all that will hear what we've had to say today. I think today's probably by far one of the most important shows that we've ever done because it puts things in perspective. But for example, those doggone patents, all right? There is a reason why there were patents on these particular things. So if they have a patent on the disease, they also have the doggone antidote as well. But everybody out there who is ill-informed about what's going on, don't matter whether it's who you're voting for or whatever. And it really doesn't even matter about the different types of currencies, but the thing is, you have to understand that both of them have their benefits. And both of them are a power structure. Both of them are based on funny money. But digital currency is a means by which you could actually find out really quick who's in control. I mean, at any day they could come out and say the dollar bill ain't no good. All right, and so you got some problems. They've been propping this economic system up for quite some time, but now this tool right here that I feel like has been used on purpose, whether it be a biological weapon or whatever, but I feel like it was being used on purpose. I feel like China was actually targeted by this, and that's where it initiated, but as well as in other countries as well on a small scale. I don't think it's near as bad as what the mainstream media has put it out to be, but I think that the reaction of the people is going to make it multitudes times worse than it should have been. And I also believe that you're going to see, because of this national emergency, you're going to see a lot of troubled times coming really fast. You're going to see things such as Walmarts, you know. You're going to see such things as well, they're already doing it in some places. They're rationing how many you can buy of whatever given product. Keep in mind, all this time while China's shut down, they're not shipping. They're not shipping stuff. And all this time while we're not shipping, nobody's shipping, that's affecting that stock market deal. Everybody's in panic mode. Panic mode is what got us in this trouble. The folks out there that are pushing that panic mode button and keeping all you folks agitated against each other, they're the ones that started the problem to begin with. And we also got to keep an eye on the other side, because the other side over there, like I said, how we know what information is true? We've been lied to, we've been propagandized, we've been told two-faced, bold-faced, and all different types of versions of every single story. We've caught them red-handed as the alternative media. We've caught them red-handed lying. We showed information after information. You got people on the left, you got people on the right. Both of these are two wings of the same doggone bird, yet everybody's falling for the sham. This entire deal's a sham. And I'm telling you, it's to steer us in the direction that's going to fit the agenda of either side, no matter which side of the fence you're on. Right now, our only hope is for we, the people, to be ever vigilant and not fall for it and not react the way that they've already researched, the way that they feel like we're going to react. The best way for us to survive this whole entire deal and let them show their true colors is for us to start taking care of one another and to ensure that we do take care of our families. Calmly go to the store, buy a few things that you're going to need. You know, stock up on a few things, but don't get ridiculous about it. Because, contrary to popular belief, every single store in every single nation has 3 days' worth of products on the shelves. And in a lot of incidents, it takes at the very least 2 weeks to restock all that. Now it's going to take a little bit longer because places like China and other places around the world who are major distributors of a lot of products, not excluding Australia, they are, you know, a big distributor of toilet paper. And for some reason they can't keep it on their shelves. But either way, it takes a little bit of time to get all that stuff back up on there. Governments have stocked up on a lot of stuff, medicines and stuff like that, because they obviously want to keep continuity of government going on. The folks out there playing this game, playing chess with all you people, if you ain't keeping your vigilance, if you ain't keeping your eyes open, you're going to get blindsided. All these people that rushed out there and fought each other over the toilet paper, they're going to feel really stupid when the truth comes out of what's really going on. This hasn't got anything to do with no major pandemic. The pandemic is the tool. The pandemic is what is actually getting you to act the way that you're acting. They've already initiated the emergency powers. You've got agencies out there, different governors and stuff out there already in the process of abusing those emergency powers to further their political agenda. You've seen it straight across the board. But the reality of it is, they're in the minority. The governments, the executive, the legislative, the judicial branch of governments, all of those factions are in the minority. We are the majority. And how we react will determine how much power that we literally hand over to these people that are trying to take us down this road. We don't need no more doggone war, even though we're in basically what I'd like to classify as a silent war, because what's going on right now, you've got two separate factions, major factions, in the United States alone. That's not counting everybody else. You got them volleying for power right now. And you got the average Joe out there so blinded by their hatred of a color of a hat, so hatred of a name of a president, so hatred of each other, whatever. They stirred all that discontent. They got you doing exactly what they wanted you to do. You're out of the way for the moment, and they can win the game if they play their cards right. If you don't play your cards right, if you don't take care of your family, you are going to get blindsided. And that's not fear-mongering, that's fact. So, now let's give Natalie the talking stick. What do you think? This is nutty, ain't it?
A little bit. Hi, everybody. I've been listening. I just want to comment on, you know, all this craziness is going on, and all I'm seeing, you know, across all social media is different stories of, you know, parents standing in the aisles in Walmart or whatever stores they're in, and, like, people saying other, you know, like, somebody posted something saying a single dad holding his four-month-old daughter crying, looking at the empty shelves where there should be baby formula, and not knowing what he's going to do, you know, because all these stores are just out. I mean, Amazon, it's, you know, Amazon online is depleting as well, you know, and these people, they have no idea what they're going to do. And then you turn around and you see we have these Facebook pages locally, different communities, you know, different towns, counties, what have you, that people can post things, you know, for sale, and a 50 count of Pampers baby wipes. Those are under $2. Typically, people are selling them for $5, $10 a pack. People are selling cans of baby formula for $40, $50 because they've got 40 cans and they know there's somebody out there that needs them. And that's just, that, we're all getting pitted against each other, and it's just, you know, it's just insanity. It's
pretty scary because what's going on right now, people are actually taking advantage of a situation right now, and, you know, it's gonna backfire on them eventually, because they're going to put, you know, they've already got in the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act and all these different deals, they got things for people that want to hoard or whatever, and they gave themselves the power to quite literally walk in and take whatever resources are necessary in order to, you know, keep the control. So all this running around stockpiling, building bunkers thing, you know, what good is it? You know, it's as simple as that. People are going to have to start using some common sense, or we're going to have some major issues.
Well, and what's sad about it is that, you know, once this all calms down and people realize they've, you know, like you said, people are going to turn around and realize, wow, that was ridiculous that I bought all this stuff. What am I going to do with it now? All those consumable goods, you can't take that back to the store. It'll be destroyed. Once it's left the store, when it comes back, it will be destroyed or sent back for the store to make profit on, to get their credits back, to buy more product. That these people aren't going to think that far. These people are going to take this back instead of donating, or, you know, just you know, doing the decent thing. And it's just not happening. And I don't see it happening, honestly.
Well, you're right, and it's good to hear your perspective, because you come from a younger generation, and so you can only imagine what it's going to be like if things keep going on the way that they are for your kids. And this is why we do what we do. This is concerning. It's not, like I said before, this isn't to try to fear-monger everybody and get you in worse panic mode. This is to try to calm you down and get you out of panic mode so that you can realize you're being played like a banjo. When people finally realize what this is all about, when they finally get down to the truth and they figure out what it's all about, they're going to be enraged. All these people out there panic buying right now, they're going to be enraged when they find out the truth of what's actually behind all this craziness.
Well, and people don't, when you're in this heightened state of panic, people don't think clearly. People, you know, everybody will run to one side and think, you know, they'll start, you know, getting all this information that, you know, like you said earlier, how do we know who's telling us the truth. We don't.
Yeah.
And as long as people are in this state of panic, nobody's going to be thinking clearly enough to try to find that truth.
Because the guys and the gals at the top of the pyramid that have been pulling these strings all the time, they knew what they were doing. They're patient in their goals. They have incrementally done a lot of things. And if you've noticed, the executive branch of government has incrementally got itself a lot more power than it ever should have had. There's supposed to be separation of powers between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch of government. You're actually seeing the judicial trying to write laws. When they're not, they're supposed to be there to interpret the laws. You're seeing the legislative branch out there trying to skirt the law to put things into play. You're seeing the executive branch of government basically trying to give itself yet even more power. And this situation right now has given them everything that they need, because over these years, going back from probably even before George Bush Jr. into Bill Clinton, into George Bush Jr., into Barack Obama, and now up into the modern day Donald Trump. Now, I'm hoping that Donald Trump is one of the outsiders that might try to be on the right side of the fence, but I, at that same sense, I'm not going to hold my breath, because we've all been lied to, we've been manipulated, we've been propagandized, we've been indoctrinated. You can't even find an intelligent individual coming out of the college who hasn't been abused by all the liberal, socialist, communist, indoctrinated people. So our education system here in the United States has gone down, you know what, in a handbasket. And so we got some problems. There's only one solution to all these problems. Only one solution. And that is every single person who's listening right now. You are that solution. If you keep falling for the shenanigans, if you keep on going after fighting over each other, arguing about who's racist, who's xenophobe, who's homophobe, and all these other talking points that they like, with all the different labels, all the different ist and isms, then you're going to find yourself one day waking up into George Orwell's 1984, or what's the other one, Barbara? The Huxley guy or whatever.
Brave New World.
Yeah.
Brave New World.
With that, why don't you take the talking stick?
Well, I'm just listening to it all, and I'm just still thinking, you know, you said you hoping Trump will be, you know, whatever. You know, I think there's things about Trump that we have discovered that give us some more hope, and we see the deliberate, I guess the deliberate play, the deliberate circus, and certain words and responses and so on that are significant. Yeah, you could call them, you have to look behind the lines, you have to read behind the lines of everything, but I still say Donald Trump, you know, is a corporatist. Donald Trump does want to be king. Donald Trump is setting up certain things around the resources on the earth, in the U.S., to build his economy and make America great again, and completely self-reliant, not dependent on other countries. Someone set the system up here in the United States, probably the whole world, maybe it was the deep state, prior to where we are today, so that we are completely reliant on our resources, pharmaceuticals as one key piece, from one country, pretty much China. Now you have here in the U.S., Puerto Rico was also a major manufacturer of pharmaceuticals. Well, guess what happened to Puerto Rico? It was 2 years ago, the Hurricane Maria wiped out pretty much all those manufacturing systems there. So there the shift turns again to China. As I said earlier, India does manufacture pharmaceuticals, but their prices are higher. Trump just set up a big trade deal with India. Okay. And he is noting that about the pharmaceuticals, the prices of pharmaceuticals and so on. I just look at the way for generations and pretty much centuries, perhaps right from the beginning, there have been things that have been manipulated and set up, and we have been indoctrinated in this process to basically rely on the authorities to basically... Our, as I've said, our critical thinking is down the tubes. That's partly because of, you know, vaccines. It's partly because of various foods and the fluoride in the water. The thing with the Walmart and what we see people's behavior, this is the reaction that the cabal or the elite, whomever the controllers, want to see. They created the problem. This is a long-term plan. It's been playing out very well on all levels of things. They have watched the reaction of the people. They are setting up a solution that will be coming soon. The solution, you know, we could see many pieces to this, what the solution will be like. One of them, I feel, is the mandatory vaccinations. Okay, they've already started this push of that. If you don't get vaccinated, you know, you're going to be the problem. And plus now the martial law that's coming to take down everybody's free rights, movement, you can't move here, you can't go there, you can't travel here. Then we have the chip. The chip will basically, you know, save us as well. That's going to be the solution. All these things, the technology, various other things that they are putting in front of our faces, people are just sitting back and saying, oh good, the authorities are taking care of it. I don't have to do anything. I can just go out and shop. You know, and then when I get to this to go shopping, right now there's that panic. The panic is done purposefully. They want people to panic. They're looking for that reaction. Well, what's the next level of panic? What is it going to be, the next tipping point, that will put people in the street with guns to kill each other, to shoot each other? What's that tipping point going to be? There's one. There is one. Trust me. What is the tipping point that's going to put everybody into that state of... you know, basically bowing down to the authorities when they come and knock on your door to save you, to make sure you're going to be safe, make sure nothing bad will happen to you. What's that tipping point going to be? Because that's the solutions that they have all lined up. So that's why we really have to pay attention. And I feel, you know, I feel really, you know, I look at the people that are in these grocery stores. I look at the people that are in extreme panic, and a lot of it is real, you know, like you were saying, that the dad going into the store, standing there, you know, needing formula for his child, and there's not a drop, you know, that this is excessive, and this is not just one case, I'm sure. There are many circumstances like that. Some elderly people, for instance, because of this quarantine, they can't get out and go and get the food, even food that they need, or even medications, you know. So this is going to have a domino effect. It's going to be beyond our imagining. And where will this lead us to? That tipping point, okay? And so I'm looking at this, the people that I see panicking in these grocery stores like Walmart and these, you know, big stores, fighting each other. Baskets filled with stuff, but people pushing each other, actually rolling around on the floor, punching each other. But I have seen this, like I said, happening in the fast food places. I've seen, you know, there was the story, the guy got shot over a chicken sandwich. He was killed over a chicken sandwich. Lines and lines and lines of people lining up for a chicken sandwich. Blocks and blocks of cars there waiting to get a chicken sandwich. Doesn't that remind you of blocks and blocks of people lined up to get toilet paper? You know, I mean, this is so crazy, but it is not just crazy. It is a plan, and the plan is perfect. It's unfolding, and people, basically, because they have no critical thinking, and they are the sheeple, if you want to call them that, they're for God, the grace of God, go away. I have to say that.
Well,
unfortunate.
I want to read
really.
Something real quick, because this is part of the plan.
Have the talking stick.
The real ID, I posted a link into the Super Chat room. I'll post it over there, people for people, here in a second. The Real ID Act establishes a minimum security standard for license issuance and production and prohibits federal agencies from accepting for certain purposes driver's license and identification cards from state not meeting the Act's minimum standard. The purpose covered by the Act are accessing federal facilities, entering nuclear power plants, and boarding federally regulated commercial aircrafts, and there's actually more to it. So I would like everybody to take a peek at that doggone thing right there, because it's all of this stuff is connected. I'm telling you, every last bit of it's connected. The way that everything's being manipulated around to get more and more power over you as a citizen. If I don't get this right here, I can't go into a VA anymore. If my driver's license says, there's a little deal on the top, but do you have your driver's license handy? Let me look at mine right now. But the new driver's license that's coming out here in the United States, in the state of Missouri, there's supposed to be a star at the very top right corner of that deal. Mine's an older version, so it doesn't actually have the little saying like Chris's actually has on it. But if you don't have that star up there, you can't get into any government facilities, which is going to change a lot of stuff. But here in Missouri, because I guess they call us the Bible Belt over here, that, you know, they didn't want this to be maybe either misconstrued as the mark of the beast or whatever, that you have to specifically request the real ID card here in the United States, here in Missouri. Now, if you don't request it, they just issue a standard driver's license, but the standard driver's license has a little deal on there that says that this is not real ID compliant, you know, and so all they have to do, if you go to a federal building or whatever, you show them your identification. If it says that, you don't get in. Now, you think about the implications of that. If I don't accept that card, then I can be denied services that I need as a veteran of the United States. I can't get in that building if I do not have that star on my card. Now, I'm not going to accept that star. I'm not going to accept a microchip. I'm not going to accept any kind of mark or anything like that because of my spiritual beliefs. I am not going to accept that. But this is another stage in every bit of what we're talking about. These are not separated events. All these events are interconnected with each other. This is the power structure that they're volleying for right now. A lot of folks out there, I get it. You've been discouraged away from any type of spiritual beliefs or any mention of God or you know, the taboo word religion. You know, that to each his own. You're all on your own spiritual journey. But I'm here to tell you that you may not believe in certain things, but they definitely do believe in certain things. And you know, we're going to find out when we get to the end of this road what was what. But in the meantime, we're going to have to figure out a way that we're going to be able to get along. We're going to have to figure out a way that we're going to be able to try to help these other people understand, hey, look, we're doing what we can do. We're showing them information. We're showing them links. We're putting the information on the table. What they do with it, that's all up to them. You know, but right now, you're all being played like a banjo. And if you don't get wise, if you don't pay attention, you're going to get caught unaware. I'm telling you, they're making their move right now. They're literally making their move. These people are backed against the rope. They're desperate, and they are playing their cards out. This panic over this supposed pandemic, this is their move. And they have a plan of what they want to come out of this. The other side has a plan of what they want to come out of it. So, you know, take it how you want. Grain of salt. Don't believe anything I say. You just get out there and do your research. But check out this real ID card. Check out the security dangers of the RFID chip. Check out ways by which you can actually defend yourself against somebody stealing your doggone information. Because what's going to happen is the same way that you put a disease on the table, scare everybody into believing it's a pandemic, get them to give up their paper dollar for digital currency, then turn around and scare them into believing, well, you can't have that card in your hand because somebody can steal your ID. And guess what? We're going to give you this nifty little chip. Maybe we'll give you a tattoo. And no, nobody can steal that. It's 100% unique to you. Nobody can get that. You think about that. And also think about this. Last thing, and then I'll pass the talking stick to whoever wants to come up next. But you better keep an eye on this internet. And I'm telling you this, and you better take it to the bank. You better keep your eye on this internet. Because the day this internet goes down, the one that comes up isn't going to be one that you recognize. They've been behind the scenes trying to fight and fight and fight for power over this information that we're sharing with each other. Right now we have the opportunity to speak to one another. But one of these days, when that thing goes down and it comes back up, you're going to have to put your real name, your real ID in that system so that they know every exact thing that you are doing online, what you're saying online. Go look at China's model. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And when you go look into the in-depth about 5G, you're going to understand what 5G is all about. When people find out what is actually being perpetrated on them right now, you're not going to be happy about it. So in the meantime, I say download every doggone bit of information you can get your hands on for everything from alternative energy, alternative medicine, alternative anything, and you keep that hard copy, soft copy, or whatever, print it out, pass it around. Spread that information, because in this war right here, knowledge is power, and once this internet goes down, you're only going to get the information provided to you by guess who? You figure that one out for yourself, because, take it how you want. Okay, anybody else can jump up here if they want.
Well, I'll take it.
Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say that. Well, one of the thoughts that, comes across my mind, of course, with all this, all these states in the United States of America now declaring, states of emergency, and the president declaring this, you don't think Mr. Trudeau is sitting in his office right now with all his cronies and their plan for implementing martial law in Canada? And the Canadian people would accept it because of what the president's being set in the United States right now. And of course that's being fanned by our friends at mainstream media are really telling people what's going on and preparing them mentally for that kind of a setup in Canada. And I see that happening here. The domino effect of this is absolutely mind-boggling. I'm sitting back here and watching major league sports shutting down, schools shutting down, public auditoriums shutting down, public meetings. Like the whole world is shutting down over this. And people got to use their heads. What's left of their brain, they really got to sit back and understand that they're just being played like a fiddle right now. Unbelievable how society is reacting to something that, like I said, is anywhere near the damage that the common flu is doing right now. But you hear nothing about that. Nothing. Nothing at all. So we're in crazy times, and where it's going to go, Barbara, you kind of hit on that earlier. How far is this going to go? What are they going to start shutting down next? Are they going to shut down the transportation systems going across, bus systems? Are they going to shut down trains? Are they going to shut down the planes? Are they going to shut it all down? We see a domino effect here that just absolutely blows my mind, but that because it's an agenda that is playing out very hard. Whether this is the trigger point, I can't say, but it has all the makings of being a potential trigger point to bring in catastrophic changes and unbelievable changes in our society in a very short period of time. If you look at what chaos does to people's brains, and we've talked about this many times, such as how the human brain reacts when it's subjected to chaos.
Yep.
And we're seeing it right now. I'll pass it to Duke. You must have something to say, Duke.
Wait. Okay, huh? Go ahead, Duke.
Okay, hold on. Wait, I'm sorry. It was going to Barbara next. I'm sorry. Hey, slap me. Slap me. I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm not a very good host, am I, for Andy Reiner? Barbara, go ahead. I'll shut up.
I won't take long.
Okay.
I'm just I'm just talking about the toilet paper, folks. Okay, so we got on this thing about money is evil, money makes you blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, money isn't evil. It's the people who handle the money or use the money that basically it's greed that is evil, in my estimation.
Bingo.
It's greed that is I just heard a little fairy say, bingo, okay. A little fairy here, a little one of the little people. So yeah, it's greed is evil to me. It's money is just an energy, as is everything. It's an energy. How you use the energy or the energy of anything is basically in your hands and your own determination. But so I'm looking at the toilet paper, you know, basically as the new controlling factor here. I just see those that are perpetrating this mess, this plan for millennia here, probably from the beginning, just gleefully laughing their butts off at this behavior. I'm just seeing this scenario. It was like when I talked about the Black Friday, you know, a couple of years ago. I was just looking at that stuff at the Black Friday where people camp overnight outside a store and, you know, to get through the door first for some, you know, whatever, a technology thing, a phone, a TV, or whatever it is, pair of sneakers. And then when that door opens, it's like a herd of animals in a, you know, of fleeing from a fire. They're killing each other, stomping on each other. One pregnant woman got knocked down on the floor. They punch each other. They pull all this stupid stuff that basically was supposedly lowered in price. I just watched that happen every Black Friday and see the people, how manipulated they are. And I see the fat cigar smoking whatever up in the room with the one way mirror looking down at all these people in their, you know, store, screaming and punching each other over some stupid piece of whatever, some, you know. I look at that. So now look at the toilet paper thing. So yeah, I'm looking at those elites standing up there in that little room and the one-way mirror looking down at the people in the stores punching each other, spitting on each other, rolling on the floor, tearing people's hair out over toilet paper. Yeah, there's more. There's white hand wipes and blah, blah, blah. But still in all, just looking at this behavior. So the new controlling factor in this time is toilet paper, is what I'm saying. It's pretty insane to me. I just to see this behavior, but somebody's laughing their butts off at this behavior. This is the plan basically, is to have people acting this way against their fellow human beings, you know, over toilet paper.
The mainstream,
you know, well, what's next? Like I said,
the mainstream,
what's the
media
next,
through a bunch of crap.
What's the next thing? Okay, that will be the controlling factor.
I don't know,
okay?
But the mainstream media threw a bunch of crap at the fan, and that's why everybody's fighting over toilet paper.
Well, get yourself a
hose. Pretty sad to get us to fight over toilet paper, right?
Get yourself a hose or go to the nearest person.
I agree.
How many chemicals have they put in our brains that we don't know about? Nanotechnology, there's one that we should talk about sometime.
So I pass the talking stick to you, Duke.
Okay, give it to Duke.
Sorry, I had to get that crack in there.
Hey, Duke, you still around? You got the stick?
Yeah, I'm here. I had my microphone muted for a second, and I forgot about it.
Thank you for that. That's important. Thank you.
So, a lot of topics have been touched on, and being the cynical and sarcastic Scorpio that I am, I just sit back and I look at what's going on, and I look at examples of recorded history and think about that line that we've all heard so recently, future proves past. I look back in history, and if you can look at this particular book as a history lesson, we see the very same thing happening throughout time, from the people who ignored Noah, the people who ignored Lot, the people who believed in H.G. Wells and War of the Worlds. This is all just mass hysteria. It's building the base of coals for a future fire. the next round of fuel to be put on that fire that no one is paying attention to because they're all busy buying toilet paper is a stock market crash. In the past week, we've watched the stock market make history-setting record crashes twice in 1 week. In fact, Thursday, if it weren't for computer algorithms halting trading at 11:30 Thursday morning, the stock market was headed for 1929 all over again. But no one notices it because they're all busy buying toilet paper. This is all just part of a scam to implement one world government. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting here watching Orson Welles convincing people to grab pitchforks and go fight the Martians. Buying toilet paper is the 2020 version of pitchforks. I'm done. Anybody can have the hot talking stick.
Well, I just found a post, again, off of someone shared on Facebook. It's comes from the Seattle Times that there's a kid in Tennessee that went on a 1,300-mile road trip across Tennessee and Kentucky, filling a U-Haul truck with thousands of bottles of hand sanitizer, packs of antibacterial wipes, and he said, mostly from little hole-in-the-wall dollar stores in the backwoods, the major metro areas were cleaned out. He turned around and posted 300 bottles of hand sanitizer online to sell and immediately sold them all for between $8 and $70 each. I know I don't have $70 for hand sanitizer. I don't know about anybody else.
You can make your own, sweetie. This is the whole problem, is people don't know how to make things. This is the reliance and dependence upon the system that we have been trained and indoctrinated to believe in and depend upon. It's simple to make your own hand sanitizer, too. But the same thing happened with a Canadian couple. I don't know if I said this or not. They made $70,000 on reselling toilet paper. $70,000.
Mm-hmm. I saw that post. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to go and buy hand sanitizer. Trust me, go find a YouTube channel called The Rainey Family, R-A-N-E-Y. They're off-grid survivalists from Alaska. They go out all through the U.S. helping people get set up living off-grid. And the father of the family will tell you the best disinfectant you carry with you all the time rides around in your bladder.
Yes, it does.
You want to sanitize your hands? Pee on them.
Yeah.
The chemicals in your urine are 100% sanitized.
You want to get rid of toe fungus? Pee on your toes.
Pee on your feet. You will kill the fungus under your toenails. It's true, ladies and gentlemen. Go back to nature. Why do you think Arabs wash their faces with camel urine? Because it's sanitary. It's clean.
Well, guess what? Now, in India, they're sitting down drinking cow piss. Okay, that's a little excessive.
That's a bit much. Yay. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, you cut your finger out in your backyard and you don't have hand sanitizer, the water's not running anymore, pee on your finger and then go spit on it and rinse it with spit. Spit carries healing properties. Why do you think cuts on the inside of your mouth from that over-toasted bagel you had yesterday heal so quickly? Because saliva carries healing properties in the saliva. That's what helps heal the inside of your mouth so fast.
Well, of course, it's our first line of defense.
Well,
yes!
I don't know, but there are all kinds of alternative medicines out there. There's all kinds of alternative cures out there. There's all kinds of things out there, but if you haven't done the research by now, I'm saying the clock is pretty much ticking. You need to do it, because if you can't get it in the store and you don't know about alternatives to the medical industry, then you might get caught unaware, and it probably really stink to try to get in line at one of these government, facilities that are supposedly there to take care of the people, go get medical attention from the man kind of thing. So, to each his own. But if you're
if I can just interject, Shaziz, one last thing, because my daughter's waiting for me to give her a ride, so I'm going to have to dip out of here a bit early. I want to put a little plug in, only because the videos themselves are incredibly informative. I strongly suggest that people, because vaccines is something we've talked about today, and I think we all know that the solution to this so-called pandemic is going to be the government coming up and saying, you have to get a vaccine, you have to get a vaccine, and if you don't have the vaccine, you can't go out in public, you got to carry this card with you. That's what's going to come.
That is coming right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I strongly recommend that, and I just want to get this in before I leave, because I got to take my daughter in. I strongly recommend that people go onto YouTube and look for a site called A Warrior Calls. And probably because there's a whole bunch of music videos based on that song, I would suggest you type into your YouTube search A Warrior Calls Vaccine Warrior 1. The gentleman that built this site, his name is Christopher Jay, and he's got 9 videos on this site, along with others, but 9 of them directly related to vaccines and vaccine issues. One of the videos is 9 minutes of RFK Jr. talking about vaccines and autism. Another one is a doctor talking about a pediatrician talking about vaccines and the effects of vaccines and the links to autism. These are 9 amazingly informative videos about vaccines. And if our governments, and I use plural there, are going to start pumping vaccines on us and forcing us to accept them, people need to know some of the truths behind vaccines. And on that note, folks, I'm going to hand the talking stick over and dip out of here. Thank you all so much for putting up with me.
Well, thanks a lot, Duke. See you later. Have a safe trip.
Thank you, Duke.
Thanks, folks. And to all the listeners, use common sense, keep your head up, and know what's going on around you. Don't fall to be part of it.
Yep.
See you, folks. Be safe.
So we're talking about the world being in panic mode right now. We're trying to put some common sense on the table. Sorry I cut you off there earlier, Barbara. It dawned on me when you was talking about the toilet paper about how the media has been slinging a bunch of crap at the doggone fan and it's hitting everybody, and so they're in panic mode out there running around buying disinfectant and toilet paper. I know this ain't
I think the Simpsons, that are part of the Hidden Hand Club, actually probably did a cartoon on this run on toilet paper. Just saying.
It was found that there was a video back however long ago, I'm going to look it up now, that they had this about this whole coronavirus thing and clips shown of it showing Chinese workers in a factory coughing on the products that they were making and it going around the globe. I'm going to look it up now if you want to.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And they also had Tom Hanks, by the way, getting the coronavirus, and he's quarantined now, him and his wife. And then you have Dean Koontz's book. He's not the only one, actually. In the 80s, I think it was, I can't remember the date, actually wrote the book on this pandemic that actually started in Wuhan. It was identified in the book as Wuhan, a pandemic, but now come out, seems other authors have done the same thing, wrote about a pandemic, a world pandemic, and, so it's in the ethers, folks, and it's in the plan, for sure. And like Patty and I had determined over the last couple of years, because we've been looking at all this stuff, We said that there's going to be something coming. It has to be the most, like, a devastating, major, worldwide thing that's going to basically hit everybody and take down the economy so that they can reset everything and lead us into, you know, world domination. And also, yes, it is about the fear factor. It's about mandatory vaccinations that is already verging into that now. Mandatory everything, mandatory chipping, mandatory vaccinations. This is the New World Order, the One World Order cabal's plan. Will we go there? Are we going to be going there? We're being pushed there for sure. What will happen? So there's a couple of factions here we have to look at. I have great faith, as I've always spoken about. No matter what happens, I feel, no matter what happens, Creator knows the final outcome of everything. That's what I feel. I have my trust and faith in Creator. So I have to say that no matter what happens, I must repeat this because I got this message in a vision that no matter what, everything will be all right. And that's my spiritual connectedness, my basis of that foundation, that trust and faith that I have, that I am not in fear. I have that connectedness to Source, the spiritual battle we are in, a big battle going on. It's a spiritual battle. We know that between dark and evil. At this moment in time on this earth, we have these two factions fighting each other right under our noses. Okay, whether you see it or not, it is happening. Okay, and so that's, so I think, again, I have to say that it is our spiritual connectedness, our trust and faith, that is a frequency, that is an energy of power. Of course, prayer is powerful. I don't care whether you want to pray to a tree. It doesn't matter. What it is now we are being asked to step up to the plate, to raise our frequencies, to have trust and faith and compassion for each other. Okay, now people are verging into that. We call it, I guess you could say, the Great Awakening. This is that timeline the prophecy speaks of, the age of enlightenment, the new paradigm humanity is meant to be reaching, is a higher frequency of love and compassion and joy and gratitude, which is our fundamental nature to begin with. So the other faction is battling against that and wants people to be spewing out the lower frequencies of fear and hate and violence and judgments and jealousies, and all of that feeds the dark, feeds the evil, keeps that going. So it's in our hands. This is, again, one of those tests. Here we are at another test of where are we going to go? How are we choosing to live our lives at this crucial moment in time? And it is a challenge, you know, and again, we will meet many challenges. This is just another one of those challenges, looking like it's got different clothes, but it's the same challenge of to humanity, of ourselves. What are we going to choose? You're going to choose to fight people for over toilet paper, or are you going to choose to buy up a bunch of toilet paper and hand it out to your neighbors? That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, common sense going to have to take the front stage, and I agree with you. You know, if people are in the state of affairs that they are right now and they ain't got no spiritual basis, no grounding, I don't know what to tell them, because they're in it on their own. And, you know, we're going to go down a very interesting road. And I honestly believe that when we get to the other side of it, you know, for the most part, we're all going to be okay. But the world that we live in right now, it's on its way out. There's something big happening, and you're seeing it right before your very eyes. These people out there that are playing these games against us, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time. They've been working at it. They worked at it hard. They got control of the education systems, all the way from elementary all the way up through college. They got control of that. They got control of the banking industries. They got control of the media systems. And if it hadn't been for the internet as we know it right now, if it hadn't have been for, you know, platforms like YouTube, which is now turned around. YouTube used to be a good place, but now it's turned around, flipped over to the dark side as far as I'm concerned. Same with Google. You know, they have been spending a lot of time, basically, propagandizing and, and documenting everything you do on the internet, profiling you. You know, you hear stories about China has a new social credit score. We already see something similar to that because according to your credit report here, your insurance for your automobile, it shouldn't have anything to do with your credit score. It should have to do with your driving record. However, if you got bad credit and go to try to get your insurance, you're going to find that you'll pay a higher amount of insurance for somebody. Even though you got a good driving record, if you got bad credit, they want to tack those two together. So you're seeing all these systems merge in there. You're seeing all the numbers with the Social Security number, driver's license number, medical history, military, all that. All these informations are merging under one number, one system. And when it's all said and done, if the book plays out the way it was said, the digital realm or the as it's known as the mark of the beast, well, they're going to give you a choice. You either accept it or you don't. I'm not accepting it, no matter what the consequences. I'm not accepting it. You know, I'm not accepting that system. I'm not going to support the beast. It doesn't matter what happens. And if you are one of the ones out there who think that you're going to sacrifice yourself and accept that system to save your family, well, unfortunately for you and your family, you're going to doom your family to a terrible life. And that's just simple. So, you know, it's on the individual when it all comes down to it, who accepts and who doesn't. But it's coming. It's coming. We're seeing it right now. We're seeing the way all these things are merging. We're seeing a battle between good and evil, quite literally. You can call it a battle between different factions. You can call it a battle between Satan and God. You can call it any kind of battle. But this right now is an information war of epic proportions. And if you're out there acting the way that a lot of you folks are out there acting, fighting over toilet paper and other supplies out there, you're going to find out things... You're going to feel awful, you know, silly once you find out what was really going on all along. In the store shelves out there, you take it, no matter what store you're looking at, on average, every single store out there keeps 3 days' supply of any given product on there. And if you go out panic buying at that store, and your neighbors see you panic buying at that store, they're going to do the same exact thing. They're going to go out and panic buy at that store. Before too long, those store shelves are empty. The next thing you know, rationing is occurring. And you have several days to several weeks, possibly several months, before you can ever get those store shelves restocked. We become so reliant on being able to just walk over there and flip the switch for our lights. We become so reliant on having the government do things for us that we weren't willing to do for ourselves. We become so reliant on the medical industry, so reliant on the shopping industry, all these different, the system that we've been living in. People have literally become so reliant on it. You got a young man who owns a brand new car. That young man don't even know how to change the tire on it, let alone repair it. So he is reliant on going to somebody who has knowledge on how to fix it and has to pay them. That's how the system works. Medical industry, everything. There's alternatives to every single problem out there. There's alternative medicines, alternative energy, alternatives to everything. But we have become complacent. We have become reliant. We need our government so much more than they need us that they're able to get by with things that we otherwise wouldn't have even considered allowing. They have two systems.
I'm sorry. I just have to, if you don't mind, cut in here. There's a big headline here. So listen to this. Coronavirus has spread throughout New York City, and everyone should assume they have been exposed to COVID-19 with the threat lasting until fall.
Great.
New York officials tell the UN. New York City headlines. Big caps riddled with virus.
Great.
Okay. This is, so you're talking how many people in New York City? Okay, so,
do you know what the coronavirus
latest U.S. cases here are 2,951. You know how many deaths? 58. 58 deaths in the United States. That's it.
Do you know what the financial implications of New York City being under that kind of deal?
Yeah, well, there's going to be there is the national emergency, so now you're going to have martial law is going to come in to keep these people holed up, not able to shop, not able to go out, not able to whatever it is that is needed on your daily life. So this is maybe one of those other tipping points that I said. What's going to be the next tipping point? So
that's mind boggling, Barbara.
Yeah, isn't it?
Well, when you think about the implications, okay. So New York is going this way. Where are the rest of the cities in the United States going to go in the next couple of weeks?
Following suit.
Do you know where?
What are we talking? A complete shutdown of society.
Do you know where the World Trade Center is located?
In New York City.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they were. They were.
Well, they're rebuilt it.
they got the new one now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, take a lot longer look at New York City as far as financial. So when New York City is in a situation such as you just mentioned right there, it does have real world implications. And so I'm just saying, look into it. No, I'm not going to try to fear monger people, but you better keep your eyes open.
Could it also be the trigger that brings down the stock market?
Exactly. Well, this is... Yeah, so Dr. Question. Fauci, he doesn't rule out the worst-case scenario, meaning potential of 1.7 million U.S. deaths from coronavirus. He's the nation's top immunologist. But it may take months for U.S. to get back to normal. Well, if it's going to be till August, like the first notice said, now he's saying months. Well, what are you looking at here? But you know, the Queen, pay attention, Queen Elizabeth, she left Buckingham Palace over coronavirus fears after the crisis talks. She's going to hunker down.
Well,
she's going off planet. She's one of the elites.
Look, they could have said, you know, the capital of California, the state capital of Missouri, the state capital of Kansas, but the one that came right out of the gate after all of what we're talking about is New York City.
There's more. Manhattan Bank temporarily runs out of $100 bills as wealthy customers frantically try to withdraw up to $50,000 amid Wall Street's coronavirus. Just the other day I said, will there be a run on the banks?
Yes, there is.
Another tipping point. Now look at this. This is a plant here. This is a plant. So everybody starts panicking. Oh my God, wait, they ran out of $100 bills. Those wealthy customers, they're trying to withdraw $50,000. There's going to be a run on the banks, folks.
Can you hear the chaos gaining speed, Barbara?
Rapidly.
We're going to add some more things into the fire now. We'll really scramble their brains. And then we'll hit them with a big enchilada and see how they respond. And their response is going to be exactly what we know they're going to respond with.
So just want to say...
This could be the tipping point. I'm not saying it is, Barbara, but we see all these things building up all of a sudden. Oh, I mean, incredible events happening right now. Incredible.
Don't you think it's going to be...
You know, what's the domino going to be?
Yeah. Well, I said yesterday, there's going to be a run on the banks. And now look at this note here in the paper. Yep. So it's the plan. Again, you read these things, you start to panic. They want you to panic. Again, we have to know there is something going on, but panicking and fear and reactive behavior is not going to help anything. It's going to make it worse. Just saying. So you have the thousands herd. Here's the word. How healthy does this look? Chaos. And by the way, the word chaos comes into play. I had the prophecy given to me. Chaos will be rising. So chaos at 13 American funnel airports that are still open to Europe. Huge immigration lines of up to 8 hours form and herds thousands of cramped people through enhanced screening. Right? How healthy is that? You see, you have JFK, O'Hare, Newark, Dallas Fort. You have all these people stacked up shoulder to shoulder to go through enhanced screening. Thousands of people herded. The word herded, the word chaos.
Sorry, I accidentally opened the video. I thought it would give me a chance to stop it so I could see what it's about. Chris sent a message, so I'll have to check that video out in a minute.
Well, I want to go to the moon, man. Maybe they need a flow layer up there.
They're already there. I don't want to shoot down your...
I don't want to get out of here. I don't like heights, so I'm out for that, man. Somebody else.
You know what? This is the thing. People want to run off the planet. You know, when things get rough, people, all right, I'm out of here. Hey, I'm done.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are, but this is, you're just kidding. But this is the mentality of people. You know, so just delete you. I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm not involved. I'm not going to, whatever. I'm not going to expose myself. I'm not going to get involved. You know, it's like this again is the reactive behavior that doesn't help. We're talking the world in 66 days was paralyzed. Just 66 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're looking at. It's like a devastating speed, but you know what? That's what we read about, and that's what they're setting up.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and try to play this video because Chris said that it was sent to him by a friend. Hopefully it's got user-friendly language in it, but it's about New York closing down because of the coronavirus, and I guess he said it was sent to him a couple days ago.
Okay.
Hey, you guys, just wanted to give you a crucial update. So, my cousin that works for the Pentagon, my aunt that lives in D.C., and my friend that works for the government in Knoxville, between last night and today, I've had three people notify me that has not been announced yet, but the U.S. is about to go on a four-week quarantine, which means you cannot leave your home. You can't go to anywhere that you can do sales transactions like grocery stores, shopping, movies, anything like that. So in about 2 weeks, 1 to 2 weeks, they're going to announce this shutdown. Once the shutdown is in place or the warning, you know, everything from the grocery store is going to be cleared out. At this time, it's critical that you stock up on canned goods, frozen food, things that you'll be able to survive off of 2 weeks from or 4 weeks for. Toilet tissue, paper towels is bigger than just Clorox and bleach. You got to be able to feed your family.
Wow. All right. You heard it. Man.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear any of it here. She is, so.
Well, essentially, they were planning on that 2 weeks ago, according to that particular person there. And so we're just now getting the headlines of it here, you know, today. But this is the thing, folks. Look, I'm not trying to lighten up the possibility of something serious going on there as far as health wise. What I'm trying to do is to try to slow down the panic mode there, because there's a lot of things going on out there in this world, but I'm telling you, there's more to this than meets the eye. And we're going to find out. And when people find out the actual truth of what's really going on, they're not going to be very happy about it. With New York, I was seriously concerned the moment I heard New York come up there, because that's where the stock exchange is at. That's where the World Trade Center is at. And what better place if you're going to start some trouble? Start it up there in New York financially. It's going to have implications all the way around. We've already seen it. But
that's where the United Nations is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's...
Well, here's another side for you. Wow, you know, the young people are really angry. The young people in their bikinis and their thongs are really angry. The twerkers down there, Miami South Beach was shut down. Spring break revelers are ordered to go home amid coronavirus pandemic. All those kids who drink and whatever they're doing, twerking over each other...
Huh.
They gotta go home now, eh?
What a mess. Do you know how
the rest of society is going through massive withdrawal right now because there's no hockey games on at night.
Do you know how that's
no gonna... NBA.
Right, exactly. You
that's
know what? They might have to
mode.
Talk to each other, Barry.
They might have to talk to each other. They might have to tune in and listen to us, maybe,
Barbara.
Do you
know how that...
Yeah, that too. They might have to actually go out on the land and take a walk. They might have to actually communicate with each other. This could be a good thing.
It could be a good thing, but the first couple of days is withdrawal because a lot of people in society, that is their life, unfortunately.
Do you know how that's going to affect Miami financially? Because that's a big deal every time it happens down there.
Well, everything is going to be affected financially. That's the whole point.
Yep. So everything we've been talking about is all coming into play.
The plan is perfect, perfect storm, perfect planning, and everybody is following suit. But let's talk about the possible good thing here. We just mentioned a couple here, you know. And you're right, Barry. It's the, like when you're addicted, you know, and suddenly you lose your food or whatever it is, your drug of preference or your whatever it is, when you lose it, you go through, what is it, what do they call it?
Withdrawal.
You go through withdrawal. What happens when you go through withdrawal? Well, you're punching walls, you're carrying on, you're rolling on the floor, you're crying, you're spitting on people. I'm just saying, but this could be a good thing because, yeah, maybe people will be now forced, after they get through their withdrawal, to start thinking about, wait, I need to do something, you know. Well, maybe I need to talk to my family. Maybe I need to be quiet for a while. This feels different. Wow, I haven't done this in a long time, you know. I have to talk about a prophecy at this moment about the elders. The prophecy spoken about from elders years ago said, there will come a time when the people will need to come back to the ways of the ancestors. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean go back and live in a cave. What it means is to be in relationship to nature, to find the medicines that nature, Creator, has given us, you know, to create your own medicines, and this is part of this right now in this moment. You know, build your community, you know, help each other, you know, be in relationship to the earth, to nature, to Creator, each other. You know, this is a time when I think we're being pushed to either do that or jump off of cliffs. You know, it's up to you. I'm just saying this could be a good thing. You know, this is a new paradigm, a new timeline, a new shift, and on many levels here. How are we going to deal with this level? Because there's going to be another level and another level. So this is like the test we talked about, the battle of the dark and the light and the spiritual battle within us and in relationship to everything going on. This is how I'm looking at this. So, you know, again, the flu has killed more people, as we all know, but there's been no shutdowns. There's been no, you know, state of emergencies. There's been no closing of, you know what I'm saying. So.
All right, so I'm going to post a link in the chat room, and I suggest that people actually do this as well. You can quite literally copy and save an entire website so that you can read it off online. So the website that I'm going to post in there is called eattheweeds.com. And eattheweeds.com basically shows you how to forage in your general vicinity different types of natural foods, everything from dandelions to mint and whatever, things that are in your natural environment. So my suggestion to everyone out there, if you're listening in right now, take my advice, download this, so if worst case scenario you can't find groceries in the store, at least you're not going to starve to death. Alright, it'll show you some things. But if you find any more information like that, I suggest posting the links in there and people go copy these doggone links and download this information, because what's happening right now, I'm not a fear monger, I'm a realist. And the reality is that they are pulling the switch right now. Literally pulling the switch right now. And I'm telling you, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it, because if everything starts falling financially, you're going to see businesses shut down, and that's not excluding power companies and internet service providers and stuff like that. And when this internet comes back up, it's not going to be the one that you recognize. Download this information for your own personal reference in case you can't get access to the internet. At least you'll have knowledge on how you can forage for food on the land that you live in. If you can go calmly and gather up a few things that you need, and don't go panic buying and any kind of stuff like that. If you do that, you're just going to hurt yourself and your community, because it takes a long time to restock those shelves. Calm, as calm as possible. You work with your neighbors and you work with your family. I can't do it. I can't do this anymore. This is nuts.
Yeah, it's a time that we really kind of have to keep our feet on the ground, guys, because you're not alone when you say that. This is, people that do online radio and people that have been following these events for the last, 10 years, some of us longer, some of us not quite as long. We all know, we all have been talking about it, we've said it to ourselves many times that these times were coming. And we, at this point, it's really hard. I even feel the chaos in my brain, because I'm seeing so many things happening around me that it's really hard to try and keep up with it all. It really is. It's chaos is erupting around the planet right now. In every aspect of human life, it seems to be falling into a state of chaos. It's really important that I myself personally, and some of the people feel the same way. We just got to keep ourselves focused and really try and keep our feet on the ground right now, because we're being pulled in so many different directions, so much going on, so many different opinions that we're trying to run through our brains and analyze. What's really going on? Is this the trigger point? I don't know, but it sure has the earmark of a major event continuing in society. I'm getting links here all the time, popping up. The ski resorts are shutting down all over British Columbia. They're all shutting down. Everything in society seems to be just shutting down over this. The economic impact on society here in the next couple weeks, we're kind of in uncharted territory right now. Really, I don't think we've ever seen ourselves in this kind of a situation in the years that I've been following this stuff. And we just got to keep our brains focused right now.
Don't react to the
fear at all.
As far as I'm concerned, trying
to talk sense to people.
It's time to get right with God. If you don't believe in God, I hope you find him, because we're getting ready to see some interesting stuff. I honestly believe
biblical prophecy is unfolding in front of our eyes.
I honestly believe that we can make it through this kind of thing. But it's all going to be dependent on how each one of you act and how each one of you represent your community, because your community is going to follow suit. You panic, they're going to panic, your family's going to panic, and you can't think straight when you're in panic mode. Ignore the dang Facebook. Ignore the mainstream media. Ignore all the fear-mongering alternative media. Ignore all that stuff and get yourself wise and get yourself strong, whether it be spiritual, physically, mentally, emotionally, get yourself strong.
Yeah, the only problem is that the majority of society aren't. I mean, people sitting in this room, people listening to these shows, the audiences, they have a pretty good idea. A lot of them have been talking to each other for years. They've been listening to these shows for years. They've heard us talk about this multiple times about trigger events that were coming in the future that were going to change society. I'm just trying to myself figure if this is the the big trigger event that is really going to start things rolling, and people are going to get really, really blindsided by events that are going to unfold. I'm not sure, but it has the earmarks of doing that. I know how fear works on society, and sure, you know, like I said, the people sitting in this room, people are audiences, we kind of get it a little bit more than people that have been listening to CBC and CNN and MSNBC and mainstream media for their information. Unfortunately, a lot of society still does that, are going to get completely blindsided. They're going to get the effect that they want in society, and out of chaos always comes control, and it will happen again.
Yeah, and I'm kind of concerned about all those people who are on specific type of medicines, whether it be Ritalin, Prozac, Luvox, or any of the other, antidepressants and things like that, because, you know, when all this crap starts going haywire, which it already is, you got people that are running on toilet paper, for Pete's sake. It's not the only thing, but it's the most ridiculous of the entire thing. We gotta use some doggone common sense. We the people, look, folks, we're getting down to the wire. I wish I had much more time that I could just sit here and talk to people. But look, I need you folks to pass this message out there. I need you to get it around the wall that is Google, get it around the wall that is Facebook, get it this message out to everybody, because people need to hear some doggone common sense. We haven't been on this radio show for all these years. We have never tried to sell you anything. We've never tried to beg you for money, financial support. The only thing we've ever asked you to do is to pass this message along. That's it. Everything that we do here out of love of our hearts and for free, to help individuals empower themselves, to believe in themselves spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and financially if possible. We work together like a family. We need this message to go out there and hopefully land in the ears of those folks out there so that they can take a long look at what they're doing and the way that they're acting and realize that they're being set up. We can't do this without each and every one of you listening in here today passing this message on to other people who can actually hear some common sense. You're not going to get that from the mainstream media, and the alternative media is in a death spiral of their own because they're out there fear-mongering and propagandizing everybody, and we're sitting here talking realistically. You need to be calm. You need to try to get yourself prepared, because the road that we're getting ready to go down is going to be a bumpy one. And I don't want to see people have to do this. So with that said, it's time to go around the table. You want to start, Barbara?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I think that this moment in time, okay, is many things to me. I think that what I see, as I look at everything, I say no matter what is going on and no matter how tragic or difficult or challenging it is, I know there is always an opportunity. Creator gives us an opportunity in all these things to find and to seek information, guidance, and a particular gift. I think there is a gift in everything, no matter how tragic it is. I've experienced that in my own life, and I know other people have as well. And it's up to us, basically, to seek out the gift in all circumstances. We have two choices. We could do that, or we could just sit and basically bemoan what happened to us, or go into that state of this is, you know, horrific, terrible, we're doomed, and so on. Again, these are choices given to us, but, you know, I'm looking at this as an interesting thing from a perspective of now people are being told to stay home. We talked about that. Okay, so what are they going to do? Well, then they would turn on the TV, like you would say, and they'll sit there and eat their popcorn and beer and stuff, and they'd be entertained by, you know, the games, sports games. Well, that's not happening now. So I look at this as interesting, whereas people are being put in positions where they had never been put before. That means they have to talk to each other. That means maybe they have to get up from that couch and walk outside and go on the Mother Nature and just look around, maybe for the first time in who knows how many years. Maybe they need to talk to each other and start saying, well, what can we find on the land? Or I read or I heard that people are saying you got to eat weeds. What the heck does that mean? That it's medicine. It's medicine? Weeds are medicine? I'm looking at this as the elder said, that we will need to a time where we will need to be reliant. We will need to have our own gardens. We will need our own medicines. We will need our community. And we need to return to the ways of the ancestors, okay? Which didn't have TVs. They didn't have cell phones. This is what I'm talking about. They were in community with each other. They were needed each other. They knew they needed each other. They were supporting each other in order to survive. Today, people are fighting each other for their own survival over toilet paper and who knows all what else. So I see this as a very interesting thing that's been brought upon us here. You know, I'm just saying. So you have an opportunity before you. It depends on how you're going to, you know, work with it, relate to it. It's all, that's in our hands. And I, you know, I say that it's very important for us at this stage. You know, what we need to do is to be at peace within ourselves and don't panic and spend time on the mother and don't be in the fear. Build your immune system for sure and keep positive and loving. Find the ways that the elders would have told you, your ancestors, maybe even your grandma or your grandpa had ways that they made things. You know, they made their own medicines or they used cod liver oil or, you know, they used various things that were just in your kitchen cabinet. You know, to help you. So the being at peace thing and the not falling for all this hype and this fear tactic, because that stresses your immune system. This virus and most everything is about the immune system. And right now, people's immune systems have been compromised by their choices and also by the system has deliberately compromised, you know, to give them minimal choices of things or indoctrinate them with things. So this is about our health and our well-being. It should have been about our health and our well-being prior to this. It should have been about our coming together as humanity, working together for peace and harmony. It should have been that way. But we've been lacking in that, okay? We've missed these opportunities. Maybe this is that opportunity. I'm just saying. Pilamaya Doksha.
I think you're right. I believe we'll make it through this, regardless of what side we end up on. I believe we'll make it through this as you know, human race. But I think the world that we know today isn't going to be the same, quite literally, real soon. But with that said, Natalie, you got any last words of wisdom or thoughts?
You know, honestly, I as usual, you know, I agree with Barbara pretty much everywhere you stand. I think we'll be all right. I mean, I do think that a lot of things are going to change, but I'm going to choose to keep my faith in people and leaning on each other. And after this panic calms down, I think that people will be given a time to reflect and realize what's gone on and what's been, you know, put into our heads and what we've been allowing and, you know, kind of come back from this. And I think we'll be all right.
I think we'll be all right as well. I just got this too big of a heart that I'm not just concerned for my own family, but I'm also concerned for those out there in the world that, you know, are going through. I think in some instances, the people in what they like to classify third world countries are probably going to be better off for, you know, the whole thing. So they might actually emerge being okay, better than a lot of folks that are in the system that we're in right now. Because, like I said, a full-grown man can't change a tire on a car that he owns. Is something wrong? Not a lot of people know about hunting or fishing or foraging or nature things like Barbara explained. I'm saying if people really seriously need to get a look at nature, they need to really seriously get out there, take the shoes off, and start bonding with this earth and learning something about it, because that's going to be your only saving grace as far as food and everything else. So, you know, I'm with you, Natalie. I'm gonna keep my faith. I still have some hope for humanity. I'm not giving up. I'm just a little bit upset about the current circumstances, because I, just like Barry and Barbara and Patty and Duke and all of us, we can see the writing on the wall. We've been talking about it for years. We've been talking about this for years. We've been telling people, we're trying to say, look, it's on its way. It's on its way. Well, folks, we've arrived at our destination. It's here. So, with that said, Barry, you got any words of wisdom?
Well, I think you were right when you said this is probably one of the most important shows we've ever done to this, because we are right now in uncharted territory. We are seeing events unfold at almost at light speed. And where it's going in the next little while, I'm not sure. I think the only thing that's really important right now for me and for people is to be prepared mentally for possible catastrophic changes in society. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying that this is the flashpoint, but it has all the markings of events that are unfolding that are really going to change our world. You have to be prepared for that mentally and spiritually. Spiritually, more important than anything, that you have to be right with whatever you connect with spiritually. You have to be connected and be strong, because we are going to be tested. I believe that. I believe that we're going to see bad things happen on this planet before it all becomes good again. And I believe those good times will come. But I believe we're going to go through a little bit of bad times before we get there. So just prepare yourself mentally. And if you can, prepare yourself to possibly take care of you and your family in bad times, if you can do that. You know, we talk about possibly getting back to the land and using it. Unfortunately, a majority of the population on the planet now lives in urban areas where they don't have the kind of opportunities that our forefathers had, where they had land that they could grow their own food, where they depended on the earth to provide them, and they focused on that as a part of their life. A majority of the world's population doesn't have that option anymore, unfortunately. They are a controlled entity inside of large urban areas. And when bad things start happening in society, they don't really have a choice but to go with the flow. And whatever that flow takes them, whatever is told to them, they basically don't have a choice because of the situation society has put itself into. In the last 100 years, you look at the growth of the urban centers on the planet. Well, when things, like I said, when things really do go south, if they do, I'm not saying they're going to, but if they do really go south, people in urban areas don't have the opportunity to provide for themselves. They're dependent on that grocery store. They're dependent on that gas station on the corner. They're dependent on their job. They're dependent on everything the system has set up. You take that all away, and then you have total chaos in society, at which point they'll go along with just about anything the powers to be come up with as a solution, because they want to get rid of the screaming in their brains. Lots of different things could possibly happen here in the next little while. It was nice talking to everybody today and getting their opinions on it, but we are definitely in uncharted territory. So just say a little prayer every day, guys. That works for me.
Amen, brother. Can't disagree with anything you have to say. Look, folks, I want to tell you, reach deep down inside your heart right now and muster up all the energy that you can and send as much love out to the world as you possibly can go. I mean, this is the time. I used to say all the time, I said, if you can sing like an angel, now's the time to stand up and do just that. Reach down inside your heart right now, because I know all of you got it. Send out as much love as you can into this world, because we're going down a road. Send this message out there. Get it past the gatekeepers. Get it around the fence. Copy it, share it with somebody out there. And if I can get any words at all to them, I'll tell everybody, have some common sense. Keep your eyes wide open. Don't get in this panic mode that we're already seeing people falling for the shenanigans. There's a whole lot more here than meets the eye. Folks, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I hope if any of the other shows in this world that you ever shared, I hope today's one that you do share, because there's a lot of people out there that are really seriously in need of a little bit of hope and some message. And with everything if everything goes well, we'll see you here the next time around. Been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned.
Was that man stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh,
one
hand. Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
Old woman! Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. How do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you. We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
When knights are around the table, we dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. When knights are around the table, our shows are more than table. So many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're off so mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right. Right.
Always looking to fill the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table.